For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
And welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. We are back live. It's Ari Shaffir's final time on the show, everybody.
For a few weeks. But I'm still Skyping in every day.
Oh, okay. So you're gonna. So you're not quitting the show.
No, I'll just have a lot. My dick will be out a lot more.
Well, you know, Aaron's
excited for that.
Man, I got a lot of belts I left in New York.
I miss it. I miss seeing your wang.
I don't. I've seen it literally for my fill for the rest of my life.
That one. If you were looking for highlights, that one where I was in the shower after the break.
Great. Loved that one.
Yeah. Guys, Ari's dick is brought to you by BetDSI. BetDSI for all your betting needs. Go to BetDSI.com. Use Punch Drunk and get $10 betting cash. It does take an hour or two for you to get your cash. Don't flip the fuck out. Got a lot of shit coming up. Final Four, we'll get into that.
Throw a parlay on the Final Four.
By the way.
All you can bet on.
Yeah, you can bet on lots of stuff.
Okay.
I can wait till we get to it.
Let's get to it.
Okay, but I'll just tell you this. I'm now up to 12th in our league, and I have a chance at second.
Really?
Yes.
Holy shit, if Carolina beats Oklahoma,
I take second.
How did you do that?
Because I'm good at picking, motherfucker.
You're not good at picking.
I'm letting everybody. Okay, you know what? First round, I'll be in dead last.
You know
what
you're really good at?
You were in last place last week.
Flamboyant wrist. That's what you're really good at. I'm really good at picking.
Brian, who goes far. Sure, I don't know Sarah because she's going to play out in the first round, but I know.
Put some more peanuts in your mouth. Fuck
yeah, chomp a little more. That's what you're good at. You get a mouthful of nuts.
Thanksgiving Johnson over here. Simply shows up with an entire Thanksgiving dinner.
What was that?
Mashed potatoes, corn, an entire dead bird of some sort.
Yeah, dude. Boston Market. It's your friend. It's Boston Market.
Did you go to Boston Market?
Yeah, it's near my house, near my buddy's house.
I can't believe you brought all that in. Were you planning on eating that in the car, like the corn?
Over the next 3 days?
I just slammed today, and I don't have any real time to sit down. Now, if I don't eat before the the show, I start getting low blood sugar, and then I start yelling at people.
That's when you have walk-offs?
Yeah, that's when I have walk-offs.
I'm glad that you walked into Boston Market and go, does that number 7 feed a family of 5? I'll take two of those.
I got the meal deal.
Yeah, you did.
Today's show is brought to you by Boston Market. Friendly family neighborhood. When you're in the mood for a ton of fucking chicken, go to Boston fucking Market.
Boston Market, if you're soon to be obese Armenian,
check out Boston Market. I'm going to get in shape, dog. Don't worry about me.
Peanuts into his mouth.
Okay, we also have Caveman Coffee. CavemanCoffee.com. Use Punch Drunk Sports for all your coffee needs.
And tea.
Get some tea and chocolate. A lot of shit going on over there. And then, of course, AmazonLinks.com on Punch Drunk Sports. We also need writers. We're on Google News, yo. You want to be on Google News?
What does that mean?
So the app, Google News app.
Oh, hello.
Punch Drunk Sports is on it.
Yeah.
You should see what the website looks like. You should go by there sometime.
That's what's gold. It's like you can write an article and it could be streaming on Google News and it'll be like, hey, who's got the hottest butthole in the fucking, you know, featherweight division of the UFC?
And then it'll be
that just scrolls right across the bottom.
Cersei, remind me to check Google News later.
About what? Did you just talked into a
walkie-talkie?
Yeah, coal-powered phone.
What do you call it?
Cersei.
Cersei.
Remind me later.
Was that your grandma's name, Cersei?
Cersei.
Just sure for Cersei.
Hey, real quick, Ari, where are you going to be?
I'll be in, this week I'll be Tempe, Arizona.
Tempe!
At the Improv?
At the Improv, yeah. Staying on campus.
I love it, dude.
Isn't that where Adam started?
That's where Adam started.
That's where I met Adam.
Waitresses. Yeah.
Cocaine University.
That's where he started. That's where he first learned.
That's where Fat Adam met everybody.
After you lock the doors, you can still fuck inside.
Yeah,
right?
That Timo.
Is true. There's a good chance I'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma this Saturday if I can work out a flight today with Al Magical at an Indian casino telling jokes, and I'm going to work. Daddy's clocking in.
Gonna go to work now, bump, bump, bump.
Testing my blackjack system. Bump, bump, bump.
I know what you want. You can have everything, bump, bump, bump.
I'm gonna get off stage, and then I'm gonna test my blackjack system.
Once that go crazy.
Pretty much until I have to get out of flight.
So you're the only one who's gonna go on a gig to make money and come home with less money. Is that the rule? Is that what
we're gonna do? The only one, yes. I will be the only person to ever have done that. But my blackjack system's 12 for 13, so I'll be testing that, and I'll be reporting back next Tuesday on Punch Drunk when I'll be wearing a barrel.
I sleep in leaves.
And then this week I'll be at the Comedy Store at some point in time, so I'll tweet about that once I find out a little bit later, but probably this weekend. So,
super excited.
Friday night.
Great job. I will have my show tomorrow night. It's called Smack. It's the All Crowd Work Show. We got Russell Peters, Miss Pat, Danish and O'Neill, Jeff Keith, Jessica, Michelle Singleton, Frank Castillo, and Stephen Randolph. If you want to do any time, guys, stop by.
When
I'll try to throw you up tomorrow night, 10:30.
I'll be gone.
Okay.
You'll be gone, too. I'll come by.
Come by. Just added Jason Tebow to the show.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to do some serious crowd work. And also, April 27th, I'll be at the Melrose Improv.
And April 8th, I am in my new favorite city to gig, Fresno.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's better than Stockton.
You
only talk with stuff in your mouth.
That Date Out of Gates brought to you by Boston Market, your fun, friendly neighborhood restaurant.
Where
Boston
you can
Market.
Be 40 minutes into a podcast and have to take a monster shit.
Boston Market. Anything you want to push there, Fight Nanny?
No.
What about your 209 tattoo that everybody
we'll
can't
get into
believe
that. We'll get into
is
that.
Is that what you're mad at?
No, I'm mad at the fact
you got a 209
that
tattoo?
You called me the worst on Twitter.
Oh, you lurk me.
You called me the worst.
The worst at pronouncing names.
Yes. You're supposed to be on my side, going, he does the best he can.
But that's
what
like part
fan
of, my...
of this show thinks you do awesome at pronouncing
it, yeah,
names?
Yeah, it was a fan telling me to call you out, and I was saying that's part of my gig. He's the worst.
All right.
Sam, I picture you just at home. As soon as you get home from this place, you just put, like, earphones on. You know, listen to classical music, stare in front of the computer, and just search for yourself.
Yep.
Just look at whatever anyone in the world might be saying. Sam Tripoli. Let me spell it wrong.
Imagine,
Google that. Sam Tripoli.
Yeah. I even imagine he gets his feelings hurt about what is said about people that have similar spellings of his name.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
What are they doing about the city of Tripoli?
Man, if they don't get off of Sam Trampoli's back, I'm going to fucking lose it! He's a decent guy. He's trying as hard as he can. So he ate 4 Thanksgiving dinners for breakfast.
Why
Who
would
cares?
You go? Why would you with that kind of lunch? It just seems weird, like a sandwich or something.
That's an 11:30 move. Let me get a gigantic fucking dodo bird or whatever
it's
that
half
was.
Half a
what
chicken,
were your, what were
dude.
Your sides?
You guys are acting like I'm giving a fucking Thanksgiving Day dinner. It's a fucking half a chicken.
What were your sides? Corn and what?
And mashed potatoes.
It's a full chicken.
And cream corn.
It's a full
chicken.
Oh, man.
That's a big...
Fight Nanny's days are numbered.
Well, dude, yeah, it's a full
That's
chicken.
A big-ass chicken.
Now, yeah,
chicken.
So I got the fat chicken deal.
No, you got a fucking hen, bro.
No, I didn't.
Can we get the retarded child chicken special, please?
Maybe. I'm not against it. Guys, what do you guys want to talk about? You want to talk about the
NCAA?
You
got a fucking loaf of cornbread there.
It does.
It does. It. You have cornbread, too?
It comes with the deal.
Oh, man. And this guy's got a mouthful of nuts.
I went with nuts over trail mix because it has more
but
calories.
But you kept waiting to talk until you had nuts in your mouth.
Hold on. Sam,
you had no nuts in your mouth for a while.
I got a retort. Give me a bite of your corn.
Don't give him any cornbread.
Why do I feel I'm going to regret this?
Now he's going to have to go. Don't put this in your asshole. You keep getting this kicked off of everything.
The reason is because...
That's much better.
Sam, I want cornbread. Wow.
My dad always said in the Holocaust.
If you had three hands, all three would just be shoveling shit into your mouth. Your only regret is that you only have two hands. You can only get two hands worth of food into your mouth
at one time. That's the name of this episode. Don't waste cornbread. Okay, NCAA, let's get into it.
What a great comeback.
Syracuse.
It was like they were down. And they get the steal.
Yeah.
And then the back. Oh.
I blame
that
it on the
late
fact
in the tournament to get an upset like that is crazy.
I blame it on the fact that that white Mexican looking guy from Virginia had a Ken Play haircut, and God hates that shit. I mean, these Ken Play haircuts are out of fucking control.
Willie Hunter, it's hilarious.
Syracuse's last game, though. Oh, was that Notre Dame's last game?
Notre Dame's.
In the Sweet 16.
Correct, yeah.
They got that win late, right? They got
that
a win late.
Yes, correct.
And that was a crazy comeback win.
Now, absolutely. Pretty much stolen inbounds pass.
Yeah.
And then got a layup out of that with like 5 seconds left. Or 8 seconds. I mean, you inbounds that, and now you got to play the foul game. Game's over.
Yeah.
And you steal that and hit a layup, and then you're just like, holy shit.
Yep.
And it happened so quick. Like, it doesn't
even.
And
then what? They were tied? No, they were up?
They were down one.
They were down one, and they
and it went up one, and then
did they ever drug test the coaches, by the way? Because I'm pretty sure Notre Dame's coach was on a coke bench. Look at him.
Oh, dude. He's
sweating bags under his eyes.
They should drug test all coaches.
Why?
If you have to drug test the players.
Yeah. Do you see that? That's what they said
about.
No,
it's like, his drugs can be a performance enhancer.
Joe Rogan's UFC fighter on UFC 2.
For coke and pot.
Do you see that? That's what they said about Joe Rogan's UFC fighter.
That's so cool, by the way.
What you select him, but he automatically tests positive for marijuana and they ban him for 5 years.
Whoever said that, God bless them.
That'd be a great feature.
Yeah. That'd
be a great feature.
Funny.
Yeah.
Joe steps into the ring and, well, I'm sorry, news coming in.
Joe's high as fuck.
Yep, you can unlock Joe's character, but you can't use it for 5 years.
you'd have to like do this whole like long thing. Finally, like I unlocked it and have
fight
him come
it.
In, show the entrance, and they're like, "Nope, sorry, can't fight."
You start a social media push to get him unbanned,
right? You got
to
get
down to a year and a half.
You have to get 100,000 video game character signatures. It's like, look, Pac-Man signed this, Luigi signed it.
Yeah. So, anyways, so. Two ACC teams, but it pissed me off.
And one in the final. It's like, and as of Sweet 16, the ACC had a team in the final. They had all four teams on that side.
No, they're not guaranteed to have somebody in the final.
Final four.
Final.
That's not the final. Final is the final game.
You're right.
Syracuse versus North Carolina.
One whole branch. It's going to be an ACC team.
Oh, yeah. You mean the regional finals.
No, I mean the finals.
When you were in the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
All of those teams on that side were
all
from the same
in the ACC. Oh, so then that means all that means two teams in the Final Four will be ACC, and that means one team in the championship will be ACC.
Mm.
But it can't be an all ACC championship.
No, the closest ever was the Big East back in the year back when Villanova upset Georgetown.
Yeah.
It was Georgetown, Syracuse. I mean Georgetown, St. John's, and Villanova were the three that
Who was the fourth?
I don't know. Why do I want to say North Carolina was in there? Because they're always
in what year?
Because they're in a lot.
I think it's 85. 83.
87, 83, 85.
I wonder what year
it is. The Jordan
Villanova versus
is that
Georgetown.
The Jordan year?
NCAA.
What?
Is that was that Jordan and Worthy?
No,
that
was
Villanova
shot like 72%.
And Ed Pickney.
72% and beat a Patrick Ewing-led Georgetown.
Now, here's the thing that people don't and they were talking about this on Cowherd today, was that, by the way, do you ever listen to Cowan Cowherd on the radio? You do not? He's actually pretty good.
I agree.
And the chick on that show is smoking hot, and I know it's radio.
On her radio show?
On his radio, because it's also on Fox Sports 1. She is, Christina Lee, is so fucking hot, dude.
Look her up. Let me see a picker.
You look her up.
You know, yeah, I don't trust you to spell.
Important right now.
I'm going to look her up.
Yeah, who was that last team?
I'm looking. I don't even know.
So you only use one hand when you type?
How about this, idiot? Georgetown, St. John's, Villanova, Final Four.
NCAA.
I was like, tell me what to do.
Georgetown versus
what was
Villanova,
the chick's name?
85. Look at that. Look how quick you would have found that. 85.
Final four.
Right.
NCAA. You're right.
Wait, to defuse it.
Why is there stat boy?
Final four. 1985. Here we go. Here is the Final Four. You might want to read them off. The NCAA men's.
Sam can't read.
No, I'm trying to make it so she has something to do.
Tell us who the last team
I can't
is.
Find this Christina Lee character, but I'm going to go ahead and trust you, Cornbread. I'm calling you Cornbread today. I don't know what you're laughing at, Peanuts.
Who's the last team?
I don't know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Somebody call in.
This is like when
I don't even know what it is we're looking up. We're looking up who's the fourth team in that Final Four.
You're supposed to help me.
It's the fourth one in the Final Four.
You're the stat boy.
Okay. St. John's. Okay, the
Which
biggest
Villanova?
The only interloper was, you'd never guess who it was.
North Dakota.
No.
That's why we looked it up.
Memphis State.
Memphis State.
I never would have guessed that.
I didn't know there was that.
I never would have in a million years.
By the way.
Memphis State anymore. They're Memphis now.
Yeah, are
That's
they?
Why I wouldn't have guessed it. They dropped the state after Penny was there.
Yep. There's a new 30 for 30 coming out this week about with Shaq and Penny. That era of Orlando.
With Scott, when he missed those four free throws. Four!
He Nick just had it one!
Who was other? Was it Nick Anderson?
Never the same after that. It was over.
He did the same thing in college, and that's why he got fucked in the head.
Scott Skiles. Who was number 25? Was it Nick Anderson? What was it?
Yeah, there was Nick Anderson. Yep.
Skiles set the record for assists while he was in Orlando.
Yeah, like 30-something.
32? Yeah,
just feeding Shaq and Penny.
I was just like, what is going on? How do you get that many assists? That made 64 points.
He keeps getting coaching jobs, and he keeps pissing off his players. Scott Skiles.
Where is he now?
He's in Orlando, and they suck.
Is it hot in here, or is it just because you guys are yelling at me?
Yeah,
it's just because you're yelling at you.
Both. It's both.
Come on, play some stripper music.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah. Bomb a bomb.
Breaking news, Ari Shaffir. Yeah.
When getting yelled at, get more naked. Fucking... Everybody gets quiet.
Oh, I did say that to Jason. I was like, I'm going to get naked this week so no one yells at me.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Pulling out tampons.
You know, the way I would
look at
it is that you're learning how to do it. It's really simple.
Learning how to what? Use the internet?
Well, just look up.
Sports, though, like, it literally sounds like another language.
Oh, it's like if I'm in a fucking R&B podcast and they're going, like, who was it to open for Leah on that, what's it called, tour? On the Johnson Johnson tour.
Ari, it's an intern job.
Like, I don't know any of these people.
Me. You can Rihanna, fire me. I'm
Johnson
not
Johnson tour. Opener.
I love how you.
I only want to talk about UFC. Yeah. I'm quitting and I'm starting a UFC podcast.
If this was the fat man, you'd be going nuts right now.
No, because he's just trying to learn. Fat Man.
I saw him not that long
ago.
I saw Fat Man.
Really? Showed up at the.
I showed up
to your show.
Yeah. I like read Bleacher Report at night. I'm trying. Are you?
You're doing.
I'm
great.
New.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
Also, Fat Man was trying to zone in on a guy we already had doing the job right. He was just pushing him out. We couldn't even take phone calls to that.
Renee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like refused to teach Renee how to use the system, so it just fucked us up. And then he goes, "Sorry, they couldn't put it back on this week." I'm like, "Did you call the customer service?" He goes, "Well, no." I'm like, "Fucking do something, man."
Yeah.
And then that's what it was. And then he had like, he tried to jump in to say stuff. And it's like, shut up.
You remember
what
Mark
he said was always the worst shit?
Studio?
So it's like, you're jumping in to say shit and you're fucking up our podcast. Get out of here, man.
Fat Man's the only guy to ever do like Adderall 24/7 and not lose weight.
Dude, that guy looked like he was like, he always looked like he was like, fucked up.
Yeah.
I never saw that guy blink. He would just like sweat would just and it wouldn't even sweat wouldn't go
you
down his forehead. It would just jump off of like
gravy?
Like you know that guy at 9/11 that actually jumped off the building.
Yeah.
That's how his sweat is on his fucking face. It just jumps off his fucking face. It doesn't even run down his fat cheeks. Fuck it!
Oh, Ari took it serious.
No, I was a little high. My mind wandered to something else.
What would you think?
Oh yeah. What'd
what
your mind wander to?
Some girl from high school.
What?
Right now, wait, let's rewind this. Give me 1 second, Cornbread. Hang on, Cornbread, Fat Man. Where did your brain just go? You're just sitting right here, you spaced out, and you went to some girl you knew in high school?
Yeah, I don't even remember what we were talking about before I zoned out.
Uh-huh.
Well, what were we talking about?
We were talking about...
Fat Man getting...
Oh, yeah. We were talking about the Fat Man sweating... and his sweat would jump off his face like the guys that jumped out of the 9/11 buildings.
Oh, yeah. Far and straight down, mostly.
Exactly. And then you went to where now?
Those guys really did not keep their arc at all. It really was a plummet.
Yeah.
I mean, were they, like, jumping down the way a toddler jumps into a pool?
I just don't think they got a running start.
Oh, they probably weren't going for distance. They were just trying to get out of there.
Yeah, they're like, this room's a little hot.
Yeah. Sam, what are you mad about? You people planned it.
What?
Yeah, Arabs.
He's not mad. The one time Sam's, he's not on his phone, but he's secretly hiding that he's got a mouthful of fucking Thanksgiving dinner.
Mashed potatoes. You got mashed potatoes you're picking out of your teeth.
Ooh, let me get
your gums.
The views expressed by Ari Shaffir, that of Ari Shaffir and Ari Shaffir's only, we thought they did great
jobs. The fifth time this guy has tied his shoes during the podcast, he looked out, he's got a whole chicken under the table.
Okay, guys, just a little rude. Why don't we get through who we think's going to win?
Carolina, man. I'm sticking with my pick.
I agree.
What, we got called? No call?
No call.
I had Oregon going, winning it all. So when Oregon got knocked out, then I'm done. Underachievement.
And they said it was about to be the longest, they're about to break the streak of longest in between Final Four appearances of 78 years. And it was like, nope.
Done.
The streak goes on and on and on.
Goodbye. Yeah, wow. They just got beat. I mean, and it wasn't even slow. They were getting hammered out the gate. Before you know it, they were down like 10. They're like, this ain't good. And they had nobody could go to that. What's his name? Buddy Hield?
Oh, yeah.
Hyde?
Maybe.
Buddy
Hyde?
That kid can score.
Dude, he scored 37 of their 80 points.
He's a
no
great
way, really?
Half of their points was – and, dude,
against Oregon?
He was just throwing up shit and that was like walking away, not even looking at
and
it.
And they're trying
in.
To distract him with they're trying to distract him with all that fucking Krzyzewski talk.
Yeah.
Of like, what did Krzyzewski tell you? Should you have told – and he's like –
No, that was
guys.
The other guy. That was the guy for Oregon, not the guy
no,
for
no,
Oklahoma.
No, 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 no. It was Oklahoma.
You want to bet on that? You want to bet? Let's do a bet. Hold bag on. Of bets. Bag of bets. Go pull it. Go this pull guy. It. Come on. Let's do
he
it.
He seems extremely confident.
Let's go do it.
He does. He's making
you got
me
balls?
Want to
you got ball? Don't
he's got that.
It.
You want me to get it?
Yes. Go get it.
It was the.
He's
was,
got. He's stop, got that. Go I just ate it, a whole stop. Turkey confidence.
Oh, wait. Before we get on with this, can I say a new bag of bets? And I'd like to ask if you'd like to participate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like it. And I like the way we double it, too.
Shot glass. You have to drink a shot glass full of your own urine.
Okay.
You'll and be up for that?
Let's do it right now.
Wait.
Let's do it right now.
This guy's thirsty. Hey, man, he's got all that salt from all
right
that
now.
Turkey.
You think it was the guy from Oregon, and I think it was the guy from Oklahoma.
Yeah, you ready to do it? Come
wait,
on, ballsy.
Wait, let me think for a second.
Come on, ballsy.
Jason,
hold on.
I don't know. Hang on.
And then bag of bets. Bag
of bets.
Bag of bets or the shot glass. Do we have wait, do we have a shot glass in here? We don't have a shot glass in here. Okay,
Coach
that was good.
K.
Yeah.
Had a talk with you. Say the guy from Oklahoma. I say the guy from Oregon.
Yeah.
Bag of bets. Pull it out, and then we'll go to it.
Are we doing
the
piss?
So sure, and you watch way more sports than I do.
I would.
No, piss is going in, but we're not going to.
Okay, this isn't for piss. This isn't for a mouthful of piss. What if I just pee in one of your mouths, just like as a side thing?
Okay.
What did you throw out? What did you throw out? What did you throw to the side?
It's the one that we always get, the nigger three times.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Why did I just get an erection?
I'm sorry.
Blood is what flowing. Is
wow.
The words expressed by the fight nanny, a.k.a. Fat Man, are that of the Fat Man, and now the rest of the other guys on the show who can't believe we just added a racist.
Oh, then we got to check that one out.
I just read it, but you guys made me throw it last time. But I think you were supposed to do this. Jerk off during the episode, no porn, have to make eye contact.
Okay, let's do it.
During this episode?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Oh, good.
No, are you ready to go?
You Skype in.
Are you ready to go?
I mean, jerk off during the episode, right?
And you, but you have
to
cross
contact.
Skype in now.
Okay.
Skype in now.
You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready
okay.
to go.
Okay.
Who
let's
did
do it.
It? You never
here
did
we
this.
Go. Look it
look
up.
It up.
Okay. Look it up. Coach K. Who did Coach K get busted
yeah, we'll
lying
look up
to?
This.
No!
Coach K.
No! Yes.
Coach K.
Gets busted lying about talking to player.
There you go.
He said you're too good a player to be.
I say it's Oregon.
Coach K
he
busted lying, talking to player.
Fuck, is it
Dylan Brooks?
Okay, what team?
Dylan Brooks. Says. God damn it! I've already lost. I thought it was Buddy Hield.
It'll say either Oregon or Oklahoma.
He was so sure. Why
Oregon?
Like, yeah! Let me see. Verify.
I knew it, dude. You got roped into that, dude.
No, wait, we're the one that lose. We got to watch him beat off.
And then he went against Oklahoma. Okay.
We see Ari naked all the time.
Yeah, but I don't want to watch his cum face.
I do.
I know. Maybe you should switch with the nanny. She might like that seat more. Oh, God.
He's so like, all right, let's go. I'm ready.
I got to make eye contact.
Down.
No, you can do it next week on Skype.
What do you mean? How am I going to make eye contact on Skype?
You're just looking at us and we're looking at you.
Listen. Me and Sam.
Work up a good boner right now.
Me and Sam both looked at each other. We both understood as men that we had to do this right
yes.
now.
You got jerk off.
Oh, no.
What?
How can I shoot
No, just
Ari, you just don't face the camera.
Do you want me to sit there and watch
what
you?
What about
you
sit on the couch?
No, yes. I want it.
Have him sit on the couch and look at us. Yeah.
No.
Wait, this
that's
is better.
Not fair.
This is better
then
than
he's
couch?
Off the camera.
Yeah, because I can sit here.
Then he's off camera. Wait, go over there on the couch. Look at me, though. Like, look at hot for me.
Wait, because you can sit here and jerk off like this.
He should have to lay down.
So then the fans see it, too.
So none of us can see it.
Yeah, I like that.
And then the fun man can look under the table.
Yeah, I'm
going
to be down there, too.
Get on your knees.
So you should get on your knees and be known as we talk about fucking fight as we talk about the NCAA.
Get on your knees, Peanut.
Okay. Peanut, get on your knees.
Get on your knees, Peanut, and start beating off.
Okay. You can't come above table.
Don't let us get kicked off internet again. Aaron, we're going to get Aaron in trouble.
When you said that's not fair, I was like, why do you want me close to you?
Yeah. Okay. Ari, you can't get come on the floor.
Come
either.
In this bag, but
come
try
in
to
that bag. Okay. Oh, how about
okay.
That baggie
question
over there?
Question for Aaron. Do you want me to pull my pants all the way down so you can see ass,
Aaron.
or just
don't
pull my dick
come
out
on
my,
me, dude?
Aaron
just pull the dick out
of
my hole.
Aaron's just working out.
Don't come on me.
Technical words.
Don't come on me.
Don't come on me, bro. That's not the first time I've said that to you.
Okay, here's what we're gonna do.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna give you a fly catcher because I don't want any of that dripping on anything.
Oh, you don't want it in your fucking leftovers
just
bag for your
this,
corn,
dude. Just load into that.
Do you have any more cornbread you could dunk into the cum and like use it as like a sauce?
We gotta keep talking.
Maybe I should get
it
in this peanut stuff. Thing so we can see see through. So I can.
No,
like,
I don't want to see it.
You can't
I'll
get
take
it.
Your word for it. Ari, you can't shoot it on all of us, any of us except for.
Don't
Danny.
Come on me, man. I gotta
but,
run
yeah,
an AA meeting.
It can
in an
come
hour.
On me, but it can't go on the floor. Aaron does not like stuff
she's
on the floor.
Way too into this. Okay, no. Why did I make this?
He's giving, okay. It, he's giving it a good
let's
tug.
Let's talk sports. Come
he's
on.
Giving it a good tug.
You're breaking the no. Look him in the eye.
Yeah, you gotta keep looking us in the eyes, you fucking idiot.
The bear.
Get on it. Get your hand down there and come.
Oh, God, okay.
Wait. So, do I have eye contact while I jerk off?
Can you
or
go
like
Final
come?
Four games.
Both.
No, wait. What is it? Where's the bag of Beth? Do I have to jerk off? What? I gotta jerk off
just
or like come?
Listen to me. I can't say this clear enough. Yeah. Just stare at me while you beat off, idiot.
Just, I think you should go to your jizz, and if you got to go the whole show, so be it.
So yeah, and you got
to
stare
at him, dude.
No,
he
it's him.
It.
He won the bet.
He wants
no, this is
it.
So
I won the bet,
weird.
So I have to.
This is the creepiest moment. Stop. I don't
no,
know
not
how I feel about this.
Hey, you. I wasn't done.
I can't do this.
You gotta keep beating
you
off.
You have to. Stop being a shirker.
I'm saying I'm not. I'm saying I'm not even getting a boner.
Well, to concentrate on it. Stare at Sam a little more.
Lose myself in Sam's eyes.
Keep fighting,
Sam,
dude.
Stare.
I just fucked last night.
Come on, just keep fighting,
you
dude.
Fuck last night.
Just go. Go. You
dude,
gotta finish,
you gotta
dude.
Fucking smoke
Aaron
out a good
done
one.
With.
Are you hard?
No.
No, he's getting there, though.
Getting there.
Go on, keep going. It's say weird shit to him, Fight
I'm
Danny.
I'm impressed he can get hard.
He can't, but he's getting a little
he's
more
like,
action than he
can
was.
Voters can get hard
room.
All the time. Let's talk cheerleaders of our Final Four teams, everybody.
What? We oh, got, yeah.
There we
let's
go.
Talk cheerleaders.
Who's got the best tits of March Madness? Villanova.
Wait, let me see these girls.
Okay, now we
got don't help the guy. Don't help him. Come.
Why? I want him to finish.
I want him to take his time and be a little more romantic.
Are you really beating off?
Yes, no, I'm watching him. But don't come on me. But aiming it at me.
Oh, he really is looking.
Yeah, of course. Someone's going to start spraying cum to the side of you. Yeah, I got to verify. Quit flicking stuff at me.
This is going to take me so enough. Long. I'm going to bleed.
Dude, last night at the store, someone's like, oh, I know who you are.
You lost the bet.
Ari, she just slapped you
bet.
With a condom.
You lost
oh, yeah.
the bet.
Oh,
like,
yeah. That's your
here clip. Are the cheerleaders of the Final Four.
Let's see. Big
look
screen.
At Syracuse.
Let me see.
Look at that.
Okay.
Ari, don't you come
look at that.
On me.
Ooh, UConn. They
wait a minute. No, no. That's on the. Wait, UConn.
Yeah, they went before.
That's their, for their women's
look at
team.
That. Look at that.
Oh, the one on the left.
She's hey, like, is anyone at home? Can we Photoshop? Photoshop Nanny's face onto some porn pictures?
All right, click off this one. This is just Carolina Panthers opponents.
Okay. I want you to come looking at weird
NCAA
shit.
Made five, ooh, final four.
Yeah, black eyes. Black eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how is this picture of the cheerleaders?
Ooh, cheerleaders.
This is Lee High School.
Those guys, are kids. Those are kids. No kids.
No, Sam.
No kids.
Aim it the other way.
Final four cheerleaders.
Wait, that's what we do.
Stop aiming your dick at me.
2016 final four cheerleaders.
I gotta go to Bing.com.
Dude, if you come on me, you better be on my tits. Nice.
Like, we can't look up just some porn for him?
No, we're not looking up porn for him. This is a sports podcast. It's going to be sports-related shit.
Okay, so sports porn.
Somebody look up Vince Carter.
Sports porn. Girl gets punished by coach for missing practice.
Yeah.
Here we go. Final four cheerleaders. Here we go. Look at that. Oh,
I think it should
look
be like.
Look how sad she is because nobody's asking her to jump. Oh, she's sad.
Look up Baron Davis.
Jew dick. You know what's going to make her feel better? Hot, steaming ball sack of Jew. Oh, look how happy she just got Jew dick. Look how happy she is. She just got some Jew dick. There we go. Oh, who are these cheerleaders?
Oh, Michigan?
Michigan. Oh, Michigan cheerleaders love Jew dick.
Dude, cheerleaders are hot.
Thank you for going on the limb and saying
20-year-old cheerleaders?
Let's go. Oh,
yeah.
Look at this chick.
Who are they? Who are they from?
They're the Santa Barbara cheerleaders.
Let's see the four cheerleaders, teams of each individual cheerleader from the four teams in the Final Four.
UConn. Florida. Oh, you got to get that Florida ass.
Can
look at that.
Bigger screen on this shit?
We need to go bigger?
Wait, we're supposed to vote on it. Wait, we got into this because we're looking at who the hottest cheerleaders from the Final Four are.
Yeah.
So let's look at those teams. Oklahoma Sooners cheerleaders, 2016.
Okay, all right.
Jesus,
all right, look them up.
Will you please?
I'm losing my boner from your lack of fucking productivity.
He is losing it.
My inability.
Sam.
He was at 80% hard, and now he's probably about 40% hard.
Is this going to help
him
stare at you?
No.
Seductively?
You're glassy-eyed.
This is
going
to take
That's
too
part of
long.
The bet.
We should
That's
just
part
let
of the
him
bet.
Look at naked girls.
No,
it's
he shouldn't.
Ridiculous.
This is not a
Dude,
fucking
we don't
want to
make
let's
this
beat
fun
off.
For him.
Uh-huh. I do.
I think we should make him look at the male cheerleaders of all these Final Four teams.
Right? Let's give him like fucking.
Ew, she's.
Fat. Oh, and then they just
trailer trash.
Sam, you have to do it though.
Okay, here we go.
Okay,
who is that? Oklahoma.
So let's vote on them. Let's like see who they are.
Okay, there's a male. Here's a Oklahoma Sooner cheerleaders. You like them?
Okay.
You like them?
Okay.
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say
Sooners.
No.
Bad. Not hot
absolutely
in the middle.
Not
hot at all. Here we go.
Basketball cheerleaders.
That
this is like a porno where white chicks are running from black guys because they don't want to get
pregnant.
Oklahoma
basketball cheerleaders.
Oh my god, I'm just gonna look up naked girls.
Oklahoma basketball
so
cheerleaders.
Who's your favorite
How about
porn
naked cheerleaders?
Star?
No, we're looking up sports things for him. I don't want to make this easy. I don't just be like, hey, let Ari look at porn and beat off. What?
Flick his balls a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, play with his balls.
Yeah,
why?
That'll
this
help.
Is
that'll
your
help.
Balls.
That'll totally help.
No.
Sam,
give me some chicken.
You turned off your porn stuff because you don't want me to see your history, so tell it I'm 18.
Do not look at porn. Look up
He thinks
Baron
I'm trying
Davis.
To look up his history.
Look up Baron
look
Davis.
Look at that. Huh?
Oh, what? That's not her uniform officially.
That is a cheerleader
that
of.
Eye, huh?
She got a Brazilian flag over her fucking ass.
Oh, that she has her underwear at least.
<I know>. So that's what you needed to be official. Look at this. This is a fake girl getting drilled. Oh, look at her. She just wants her team to win.
Oh, yeah. She's from Oklahoma.
Yeah, she's from. Sure, she is.
Uh-oh. Daddy's getting hard
there
again.
There we go. Why am I helping with this?
Why? Exactly.
You can't even get hard to non-penetration.
Yeah, okay. So now we got. What do you want to see her? Banging black guys? Bang Jew? Cheerleaders?
Bang Jews. Yeah.
Gross.
Jews.
Look up
she's
Hasidic
Jews. She's got her pom-pom in her vagina.
There
that's
we
good
go.
Team
oh,
spirit.
Look at all the Jews that's, fucking this.
Oh,
wait. Look up Hasidic Jew gets what's coming to her.
Okay. Hasidic. Banging Hasidic.
Guys, I'm chafing.
You have been stroking your dick for a solid 5 minutes.
Why don't we have any lotion or anything?
I have lotion in my purse. Do you need it?
Once again.
Obviously.
No, let him use chicken grease. Give this guy some chicken grease.
Yeah, I was going to say, let me rub that wing all over my dick.
There we go. How about that, Ari? How about that? That looks kosher,
oh
doesn't it?
Oh, my
that?
Golly. What is, this
don't
is,
give him
this is
lotion. Give him chicken grease.
Okay, guys. Let's get back to good radio.
Okay, I think we did it. You jerked off.
No.
No,
he has the lotion now.
You have no ability to finish.
Oh, no, he's pretty close, actually.
How do you know?
Because his cock is pretty much on my knee.
Is it pulsating?
It tastes like it is.
Did you ask if his dick is throbbing?
It tastes like it is.
Oh, the lotion is way easier.
Oh, woohoo!
Aveeno, when you have to come while staring into a man's eyes, but you're not gay.
Dude, if you...
Aveeno.
This bag of bets is brought to you by Aveeno.
Does this help?
Does that help if, at all?
Yeah, now we're talking just a couple of hot dudes kissing on a side of a mountain.
I have to look at gay porn, too.
Or Sam's eyes.
Which is pretty much gay porn. I think I'd rather watch gay porn than stare into Sam's eyes when
come
I was coming.
Dude, give it to me, dude. Give
yeah.
It to me.
Now,
did
if you
finish?
Give him some fucking chicken so he can get that chicken grease
Ari,
on there.
I want you to come this much.
That's a lot. Ugh.
There's no way that's real. No. That dick or that jizz.
No.
That jizz that's... so much.
It's... Carolina, that's who you have.
It's the Carolina cheerleaders. You
even
have Carolina
though,
so I'd like to see Syracuse.
Of course you would.
Because that's a hometown team.
He's really stroking.
And
yeah.
What about you?
Carolina, man. I grew up in Greensboro.
Same thing.
Oh, no, your team was Maryland. You can't switch alliances.
No, he's saying right now out of fourth
grade. So fourth grade.
Do you like a bloody dick?
Oh,
what is happening?
It's all the condom. What's the
grossest thing
I've ever
seen?
I've never said this before, but I missed
the
fat man.
Maybe Ronda Rousey would call in. I wish Ronda would call in again.
Oh, I wish Ronda would call and talk dirty to you.
Those are nice pierced nipples.
Yeah, they are nice pierced nipples.
Yeah, look at them.
I think we're running out of this. I think.
All right, let's go back to sports talk.
Okay, let's go back to sports talk. I'm allowing you not to do this anymore.
Really?
Yeah, you're done. You did it.
Let me see.
I mean...
Yeah.
Jason's a perv.
After all of everything that she's fucking Googling.
I haven't looked
cocks.
At his dick, though. I respect him.
Well, you want to look at
plus,
his dick.
I've seen it at the Comedy Store enough.
Yeah. Dude, what are you doing?
Put that thing in my mouth.
What? Would you hurt your leg?
Yeah. Yes, it's broken.
Oh, okay. Did you hurt it more?
Hang on. Oh. It doesn't even smell like cum, bro. You call that a fucking beat-off sesh, dog?
You how long did he beat off for, by the way?
Not long enough, apparently.
How long did he?
I don't know, probably 5 minutes. What time is it right now?
It's too long.
Time flies when you're jerking off like that, huh, buddy?
Time does fly. Aaron, what was worse, jerk-off session or fart funnel?
I'm just really glad I've got this little wall here.
He, like, hit behind it.
You need, like, a sneeze guard, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
North Carolina versus Syracuse. Who are you going with?
Carolina.
Yeah.
What? How about you?
Same.
I want.
Because we all both picked Carolina to win the championship.
Yeah, but I want Syracuse.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you got? Are you going to. You don't want to
get it. All right.
Oklahoma, Villanova.
Said the same thing over time.
Oklahoma, Villanova.
Carolina over Oklahoma.
You're going with Oklahoma beating Villanova?
Same.
Me too.
Same across the board on everything.
Yeah. And then I'll come in second place. Carolina.
Carolina, who you got?
Carolina, too.
Carolina.
We've already been over this.
I think you got fucking turkey hangover right now.
Yeah, you got turkey on the brain, bro.
You got turkey on the brain. This guy's probably still hard. Hands smell like cock.
I don't even know what your nuts smell.
What happened to this show?
What happened?
Remember when this used to be a show about a couple guys wearing diapers and dildos on their heads? And now that was just jerking off and beating off.
Do you guys think Connor should vacate the 145-pound
belt? I do.
Yes.
For a second straight fight out of the conference.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think
it's unfair.
Not even interim for somebody else, just straight vacate it.
Yep.
Vacate it, 1 and 2, fight for it.
And if you want to come back, we'll give you a straight title shot, first fight back.
Absolutely agree. Yeah. That 1
that
and 2 fight for it.
That is a problem that the UFC is going to run into, and I've said here, when you're the only federation or fight organization, you only have limited belts. And when somebody doesn't defend that belt for a while, they lose the belt.
Yeah.
Especially in a
fucked.
Sport
you
where
need
injuries
need a,
are so common in training.
Yeah, so I would... why don't they just do an interim one? Hey, dude, you're not defending your belt, so we're gonna give you Aldo versus Frankie Edgar.
I think it should be at the same fight the fucking they fight at
200.
Yeah, and fucking Nate should. I mean, Connor should hand over the belt before the other guys fight.
Yep,
I like that.
Yeah,
200, 1 and 2 fight for the vacant belt.
Yep, I like it.
And then Diaz and fucking Connie Mack bang at 155.
Yep.
Is there a way to maintain two belts in the UFC? What if you wanted to do what BJ Penn
yes.
did? Could you do it? Would you have to fight twice a year in each? Once a year in each?
Once a year in each, probably.
Maybe you only want three fights.
No, you'd
total.
Have to fight at least. If you want to have both belts, you have to be willing to fight 4 times a year.
I think
minimum.
So, too.
Minimum.
You'd have to fight more.
Because as a fan, that's not fun.
Yeah.
What?
So a lot of these see guys, them fight once
but,
a year for the belt?
When's the last time we saw a heavyweight title fight? Once in the last 2 years?
Heavyweight.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
I mean, light heavyweight. We've seen one title fight in the last year.
Keeps getting hurt.
No,
I'm saying you could,
two.
If you have two belts,
I think
you could fight three times a year.
Each. Yeah, three times a year. Two and one, one or the other.
No, but
I think in 18 months,
especially if you've cleared out one, like BJ Penn did at 55.
Yep.
If you cleared out one, then it's like, all right, you guys fucking, I'll be back here once a year. Mm-hmm. You guys handle your business. Give me some real contenders, and I'll come back.
Yep. And
that's why they have to add, I think, more weight classes.
Yeah.
You have to have, that's why, like,
why?
Cyborg at 145 would be, like, they only have two.
Well, Rogan yesterday said they don't think the division is, they don't have enough fighters.
Yes.
They just don't have enough fighters. And right, really, they don't have enough fighters.
And you already don't. You already don't. Yeah. You already see that. I mean, there's four or five, maybe five female fighters that are relevant in that weight class. Yeah.
So
and
have
they
her
just
fight twice
keep fighting
a year.
Each other. They all keep fighting each other.
Yeah.
It's fine, because what you're going to see is it will develop. But I'm glad to bring in Cyborg. I think they missed a really good chance to market a star.
A super fight, too.
Yeah,
super
they could have marketed a star.
They've missed all their super fight opportunities.
That's because they don't want them.
They have a lot.
They don't want them.
They have missed that a lot.
Look at this.
Do you
want to
be on
skin
camera
now.
With that?
This guy,
the skin's the best part.
The skin is the best part.
Yeah. This guy.
Put how much you really want to put in your mouth.
The best part is that's his breakfast.
Best part of waking up
is eating 10 pounds of food.
Shoving a fucking dead bird down your carcass.
I love it.
I had a birthday cake for breakfast, and I washed it down with two Thanksgiving dinners. I know what you're wondering.
Tebow.
What's for dinner?
Actually, you could do that. Tebow sometimes comes to me and goes, you don't want to know what I ate. Two pizzas.
I'll knock down a whole pizza by myself. Yeah.
And last week you ate the whole bag of cookies within 10 minutes at 11:30. So why are you judging Sam?
Yeah,
I'm not judging him at all. I'm just stating.
Thank you. Bye, Danny. You're back in my good
That's
graces.
A great point. You did shove that whole thing of cookies at fucking.
Yeah, then you snorted a whole bag too.
Yeah
because old fucking Hebrew Hammer over here.
Hebrew Hammer, I like that.
He's punching my food. Why don't you over here butt fucking old. This guy's.
Don't get any ideas.
I mean, I'm not busting your balls for it, but you walk in and there's Sam sitting Indian style on the floor.
Sam, what are you checking?
Just
see what time we are.
You are on it.
We got a call.
This ought to be interesting.
Right. Let's hear it.
I like to plan the show based on topics to talk about.
Sam, you act as if you've never got on your phone. Like it's such a ridiculous thing.
Hi, you're on with you're on with the fight nanny.
You're on with Punch Drunk Sports. Where are you calling from? What area code?
Fucking 209, dog. You fucking know it all day and night, motherfucker.
Hell yeah. Nate Diaz. How are you?
Real quick, dude. Go on.
I'm fucking watching the fucking live stream, watching the guy play fucking touch stick and shit.
Yeah, dude, we had it.
Don't you have a version of that in Stockton?
Yeah, touch
fucking,
butt.
Man, we would play fucking touch butt. That's for fucking Connie Mack and his ponytail fucking movement guru, dog.
And his dork training partner.
Hey,
fucking bunch of dweebs, dog.
Why don't you tell them the big thing you did?
Playing touch butt with that dork.
This is Nick or Nate.
You think I care? You think I care?
You don't.
You think you're nuts are the worst thing I've been there?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
You didn't even move.
Go on.
Is this Nick or Nate?
It's fucking Nate, dog. Hey. Fucking all props to Nick, but I'm fucking pretty relevant right now, dog.
Well, Nate, you're my favorite, and I got a 209 tattoo, and I hope this means you will put your penis in me.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow. Hey, listen.
Where's
the camera? How can you see?
She allows me to fucking go in the butt every now and then with other chicks.
Who?
Aaron, isn't on the camera. Do I have
Who are you dating
up?
Now? Rhonda? No.
There you go.
No, I have a problem with how she did the tattoo.
Do you like
Anybody
it?
Else?
Why? Yeah, it's sideways.
Well, it's because I want to look at it because it's close to my heart.
It should be.
When I masturbate, I see 209.
Oh,
you guys are so stupid. Yeah,
now that I've crunched the numbers of the story, it totally makes sense.
It totally makes sense. You're like, well, yeah, normally that worked, but when I finger blast myself.
I don't care what you see. It's for me.
Just when
let
you
me see,
wow,
let me
I'm
see
fucking,
again.
I'm fucking blushing.
No,
dog.
But then it'll be sideways when you're masturbating.
No, it's not. Look.
Do you blush?
I see.
Look, it's like perfect.
Black.
Why do you discuss this while he was jerking off?
Because you told me to hold off, and plus Nate's on the phone right now.
Okay,
Nate, congratulations on the rematch. What can we expect to see?
155?
155, no.
Real quick, I mean, 70. 209 is a fucking seductive area code, so I'll give her that before we get into some fight
talk.
So is it at 155?
70.
I want to fight a fucking 55, dog. Give me a fucking full camp, Connie Mack. I'm not when I'm not in fucking Cabo getting fucking food poisoning because Gil's old man fucking dared me to eat a shrimp that's been out all day.
No, I agree.
Who did?
I agree.
Gilbert?
Gil's old man did what Gil's with shrimp? Gave you shrimp that was out all day in the sun?
He dared him to eat.
He fucking dared me, dog. Gil's old man's a real fucking jokester, dog.
Okay. Well, you can't say no to a dare of giving yourself salmonella. Why not?
When was this? Before
and then next thing I know, I'm getting a call from fucking the Fertitos and fucking Dana and Joe Silva. They're like, you want to fucking fight Connie Mack? I was like, I'm fucking puking right now, dog. Well, fuck yeah.
Well, there you go.
You don't have a long camp. What can we expect out of this camp that was different from last camp?
Less tequila, maybe, or more tequila.
Could be more.
Gonna be fucking less tequila. I don't know if you saw this, dog. I got a sweet fucking custom made bong. Did you see that shit on my Instagram?
I did not. Look it up.
I'll show
you. Hi, Danny.
This is gonna die.
It fucking says 209.
It does say 209.
The bong?
It's a picture of a guy with his arm raised on it, dog. Imagine smoking out of that.
Let me see it.
Just look it up.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great, man. No, that'd be awful. What do you mean? That's garbage. You live in a garbage town, bro.
And my question for you, Nate, is, you know, you guys have been in trouble historically for getting busted for pot, and then you Instagram, Facebook, and tweet a picture of your brand new bong that says 209.
It says Nate Diaz, 209. Wow, that looks like a good bong, man.
Isn't that badass looking?
It looks like it twists around.
All right, if you're ever in fucking town, you want to take a rip out of the fucking 209er, dog, you tell me.
He's putting it right out there, huh?
Yeah, he sure
is. To join Green Kush, Ill Duff Glass, and Cave Smoke Shop for the personalized bong.
Yeah, don't you think they could get...
Come and get me, Dana White. You fucking need me now,
no,
dog. You're
don't
not
say that.
Shit, motherfucker.
Stop saying that. We want you to fight. We don't want you to get in trouble. I mean, we saw what happened with you guys with the taxes and, you know, your brother getting banned. I mean...
What's that design in the middle, in the white?
It's a fucking conspiracy, dog. They don't want the fucking best fighters fucking having fights, dog.
Yeah. Well, I... Just don't get in trouble. Don't get busted for pot. Smoke as much as you want. Smoke as much as you can. But don't get busted because I want to see you beat up Connie Mack again because I really loved that last one.
Yeah, it was
pretty
cool.
Hey, I'm not fucking drag racing like fucking some people. You know what I'm saying, dog?
He was arrested today.
He was arrested? They arrested
him. He got arrested because it violated his probation.
Oh, probation?
Probation?
Yeah, promotion.
Yeah, he needs his own fucking bomb, dog. You got to calm down. I ride a BMX bike around town, dog, to fucking avoid cops trying to fuck me like that.
Hey, Nate, let me ask you a question. You date anybody?
I got a
fucking lady.
What's her deal?
Her name's Misty. They've been together forever. He brings her here every time. Can you just leave her home once?
I met her at the fucking Stockton bike shop, dog. She fucking gave me some free pegs.
Some pegs, oh yeah.
Pegs.
She fucking hooked it up for me. Missy's fucking, I don't like her name out there too much. Like, you don't want Connie Mack trying to fucking,
sorry,
you talk shit about my lady, I'll fucking, I don't know what I would do to Connie Mack, dog.
What if he did talk shit about your lady? You would lose it, huh?
Can I make a suggestion?
It'd be fucking Stockton rules, dog. No holds barred.
Here's what you're going to do, Fight Nanny.
Okay.
When we find out, when Tebow Instagrams that Nate's there, you're going to go home. You're going to grab yourself a fur coat.
Okay.
Naked under it.
Kay.
No clothes.
Kay.
Come up in the fur coat. Go Nate Diaz. I'm your biggest fan. Bam!
Okay, I have to go buy a fur coat, but okay.
You can go get one from fucking his girlfriend. What's her? Boon Shakalaka.
Boon Shakalaka, yeah.
I'm sure he's got 90 fur coats.
30.
No. You want rabbit fur?
Dog, I'm a fucking vegan, dog. That's not the way to my fucking heart, motherfucker.
Yeah, oh, shit.
You're right. What would you like?
I'm pro-animal, fucking, I don't eat fucking meat, and no offense to Joe Rogan, dog, I'm close to Joe Rogan, but he fucking talks a lot of shit about vegans, man. How's Connie Mack do eating that fucking meat, dog?
Yeah, didn't do that good in that last fight. Now listen, but he did do pretty good against some other, I guess, other meat eaters.
He ate that fucking corned beef and cabbage, dog, and I fucking downed him like a leprechaun, motherfucker.
You just gave Tripoli a boner.
You just did.
Nate. You had a big payday your last fight. I know you spent some money on a new pontoon, I think, or a yacht. This time, I don't think you even have a bonus for win. So what are you going to spend this money? I'm assuming you're getting somewhere more than last fight, probably $750,000 to $1 million.
Probably.
What can we expect Nate Diaz to be buying?
Well, first of all, I'm not paying taxes on that fucking last fight. Whoa, whoa, whoa. All that shit.
Again, I beg you to stop saying these things because you're only going to get in trouble.
Yeah, you really...
No, dog, the fucking... Dirty, I already found a loophole, dog. It's fucking cool.
It's fine.
Phil, the fucking, Phil used to work at fucking H&R Block, dog. He knows how to do this shit.
Oh, really?
Unbelievable.
Phil fucking... I mean, what do you, Ari, what do you get the fucking guy that has everything? I got a fucking custom-made bong. I got a fucking brand-new fucking solid gold-plated tuner.
Pontoon boat.
I'm getting a fucking L.A. Gear shoe deal. I mean, it's fucking, things are fucking happening right now.
Do they still make
about
L.A.
Iron
Gear?
Iron Eagle 3, me,
they do now.
Fucking old man.
Iron Eagle 3. Well, it sounds like you're on top of the world, Nate Diaz.
I mean, fucking... I got a denim gi that was made to me by fucking FUBU. I mean, things are fucking going real well right now, dog.
I can see George St. Pierre loving a denim gi.
Yeah.
I would love if you walked out in a denim gi.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
That would be amazing. So next level.
Can we, everybody tweet at Nate Diaz and please walk out in a denim gi?
Does anyone know where to get a denim gi?
I bet you can look up denim gi.
You can have it made. There's enough time.
Look up denim gi.
You really can do anything.
Yeah.
I would love to fucking roll in a denim D. Get it? Oh, I can't even say it, dog. I'm so fucking high right now. But fucking,
oh Jesus, Nate!
You imagine the burns you'd give an opponent on there if you could use the fucking buttons and all that shit on there, dog?
Yeah, I got somebody once at when I was doing jiu-jitsu. I got somebody at a triangle wearing corduroy pants.
Wow,
he's fucking pussy. Oh my god, he was
pussy.
Yeah,
dog. What belt are you, man? Let's talk some fucking jits.
I'm a clear belt. I haven't even gotten white yet, but man,
yeah,
I
you
scraped
have to
up
earn
his
a white.
Neck. Scraped up his fucking neck with that triangle.
Who was it?
You're fucking this clear
Ryan
belt.
O'Neal.
His mom.
The fuck?
It was Ryan
you
O'Neal.
With
pussy.
Fucking Caesar Gracie, dog. The fucking the
that
man.
That was Ryan O'Neal. You got caught in a triangle with
corduroy pants. Yeah.
Oh, I know that fucking guy. Fuck yeah.
Well, what do you think of Ryan O'Neal?
He's
a cool fucking guy. Fucking calling his show.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. I like Ryan O'Neal, Jeff Danis, both good friends of the show. But yeah,
they're
I bet
fucking cool guys, dog. I mean, you know, I call him the fucking punch drunk. This is my fucking first love, dog.
Yeah, I bet you just choked that fucking idiot out,
oh,
though.
By
didn't
the way,
you?
They don't have denim geese, but they got denim diapers. So you want?
Oh, that's
diaper.
Not bad. A denim diaper.
That's even better. So
I
waste walk out in denim diapers,
dog.
What's that? What's that, Diaz?
I might get a fucking denim diaper for Nick and Rhonda's kid. I didn't know that was a fucking option.
I would love if we do a bag of bets. Loser has to wear denim diapers while they do stand up.
They make
denim
tons
diapers.
Of diaper colors.
Do that.
Where,
do we put that back? Do we put that back in the bag of bets? The diaper, wear the diaper 24
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, that's in there.
That was a good one.
Why did you keep the diaper though? You kept a piss filled diaper in your freezer for like a year.
Why is that
yeah.
A denim
game? Why?
So I could do something with it.
Do what with it?
I didn't know yet. But I was like, I know when I thought of it.
Give
me
maybe three maybes that you might have done with a piss-filled frozen diaper.
Left
piss-filled
it in someone's car.
Frozen diaper.
Left it in an enemy or prank victim's
enemy.
Car.
Okay,
you
so
could have sold it to a fan, dog. They always want that Shafir DNA.
Yeah,
sure,
that's
okay.
True, dude.
There's
that's
two.
True.
Rewear it to get some disease to get me out of some sort of... thing I don't want to do.
I'm going
to
say 2.5. I'm not going to give that one a full legit idea, but maybe rewearing it when it's hot in the summertime.
Yeah.
And then to kind
summertime,
of cool you off.
Now the living's yeah. Easy.
Putting
you
it in someone's bed.
You could return it to fucking Target, dog. They'll take anything. No receipts and shit.
Yeah, that's true, dude. You should have tried to return your used
yeah.
Diaper.
Yeah,
this
to
diaper
Nordstrom.
Already had piss in it. I'd like to return it, please. Yeah. Why is it frozen solid, sir?
All right, Nate. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. We're super
good luck in your
next fight.
You know, we're rooting
thank
for
you. Thank
you
so Jesus, much. Good time.
Fuck yeah. Nate Diaz bongs, dog. Get him online.
Get him online.
I think there's only one, but...
I can't believe he's posting pictures of his bong. It's like... I mean, he's got to clear him. I guess he'll clear the 2 weeks. I'll make sure to clear the 2 weeks.
You got to just legalize it.
If yeah, it's 2 weeks and he was called in on 10 days, is he going to get in trouble?
Yeah.
You're the perfect person to ask.
I mean, he probably said, like, just so you guys know. I mean, at this point,
they negotiated
like,
that ahead of time.
Hey, listen, so if you test me the day of, yeah, I'm probably not going to pass.
Right.
And then can you delay it 3 days? Yeah. And then I can pass. Or just know right now I'll fail. So it's up to you guys how you want me to proceed.
Exactly.
Why not tell them?
Can we just yeah.
And
not
at some point,
test
when you know
people
potheads,
for weed?
In a humongous fight, if I was the organization, I'd be like, hey, let's...
Yeah,
because
if it's a no
off
contest,
the books. Let me
good.
Know what you're at right now.
I found one.
Did you guys? Oh, like, yeah. Good job, Fight Nate. Denim Gi.
All she had to do was learn how to spell Gi.
Go to Denim.
Fight
can
fan.
You not
don't know
say
how to
that
spell
on
gi.
Mike?
Yeah. So
denim, go to
the lady who made fun of my pronunciation just learned how to spell, and she did, in fact, find a denim jujitsu gi.
Let's see it. Open full screen.
That's
pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Wow.
View image.
I bet that's got a fucking
No, right? No, no,
so
no,
heavy.
No.
View image. Yeah. Here we go. Wow.
That's pretty cool. Looks like a Death Squad sticker at the bottom of it or something, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Death Squad Denim Gi.
I would
com.
Love when I fight Ari if one of us walks out in that.
Oh, yeah.
What is up with your guys' rumble in the jungle? Aren't you guys
same shit that happened with the golf
Jason
match.
Ellis
I injured
thing?
My leg.
Oh, this is where his rope it's open.
Yeah, so we would have done
this
it.
This is where his rope
it. No, we were going to do it this time I was out here. It was just no. like.
We're just waiting for Ellis's thing to come around.
Oh, you know what Ellis said, though?
What?
If we want, we can do it. Instead of.
Wait, is this breaking news?
Yes, breaking news. No, Tebow, no. That's
breaking news.
News noise.
Everybody jerk off. Eric just left. Let's all just run around.
Everybody just jerk off on everything. Oh, he's back. He's back. Sorry, Dad.
We got scolded.
Yeah.
Laugh again, dude.
What?
Let's just get fucking weird in here. Let's
guys,
all
lock the door and let's start pushing
back.
Buttons.
We'll all go airtight on the nanny and
yeah,
be
yeah.
like, gotcha.
Let's just
yeah.
jizz
should
all
be like
over
this,
this
you
place.
Know. Oh, oh.
He comes back and Ari's just feverishly beating off again like he lost another bet.
In his chair.
In his chair, though. Dude, that was the bag of bets.
Dude, go over there, pull your pants up, and rub your nuts all over his
just
rub your taint and balls.
Slap
so
your dick all over
all
the keyboard.
Over.
It's a special chair.
Just
he'll be
pull
so
your
mad.
Pants
he'll be
down
so
and be
mad.
Like, yeah.
He'll be so mad.
And that was breaking news with Ari Shaffir.
No, I had a breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I had a breaking
wait,
news.
You have a real
what
breaking
was
news?
It? Oh, but I did that with Eleanor in her car once. And she was like, you fucking clean that up. And then I was like, obviously I couldn't clean it up. And so then Painter saw it. He was like, I'm going to clean it up. Because he saw the tension. Wait,
yeah.
What were we just talking about that I had a breaking news for?
You had breaking news. That was it. That was the breaking news.
No, it was
Shaffir.
For something. Should I go over there and put my
it was over the
chair?
Denim. It was
he'll
the
be
denim.
So mad.
Yeah, he's already mad at you. Do it.
He's not really
no.
mad
yeah,
before.
Yeah. Last week he was really
do
nice.
Fast. You went fast.
Slap me in the face with your dick.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's the right music for that.
No, that's more like make love to my face.
Where was it when I was jerking off was that music? You probably played it.
Oh,
we just talking about before where I had a...
Ellis fighting.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah breaking here's news
what
with Ellis.
Here's what we're doing instead.
Wait,
Sam.
Wait. This is the real
this breaking, the
breaking
news
with Ari Shaffir.
This is the breaking news.
All right. Oh, yeah. Breaking news with Ari Shaffir.
I suggest
it. They wanted to wipe his balls on your seat, and I was like, that'd be so mean if you did that to Aaron. He wouldn't like that. And I was like, fuck that, dude.
Sam
he's my friend.
Go on.
Not true.
Go it was on, all dude. Sam.
Sam's
no, it
idea.
Wasn't. I'm
like, Aaron can't listen to this.
You can't just watch and see
no
what
I'll ever
really
find
said.
Out the truth. And that was breaking news.
I
with
I my thought was don't even bring it up. Okay, it's a later time we want to do it. But you had to fucking rat yourself out.
Well,
I'm the one who said no. I'm the one who said no.
I kind of said, I actually said, slap me you're in the face with that delicious
uh-huh.
dong
you,
of yours.
You try to deflect.
I will never
deflect.
Do a dick slap bag of bets, just to let you know.
You
want to
get a dick
never.
Slap in the face?
It'll be hard for me to do it without.
Never.
That's a good bag of bets.
Never.
Wait. That is a good one.
Can you put that yeah. in? Shot of your own piss?
No. Okay, shot of your own piss. I'm cool with that.
You wouldn't do a dick slap?
Nope.
What about a double dick slap where you both of the other two guys get to slap you in the face with a cock at the same time?
Nope. How about dick slap to a loved one? So nope. You have to bring in Danny, you have to bring in Megan. And I'll figure something out.
That's
nope.
pretty bad. But
nope.
How about this? What do they call that football thing that running backs go running through and it has all those arms and you go right through it? Like,
yeah.
You know
oh,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
running back drill.
Bunch of boners, like 10, five guys on either side like that. And you got to go running
you
through
run
with your
through
face.
Nope.
Like a dog.
We got
you have
a
to
call. We got a call.
All right. Call. You're on with Punch Drunk. No. No.
Yeah, what up, motherfuckers?
Hey, look who's
Nick.
Back. Oh,
Nick Diaz, dog.
What's up, Nick? Your brother just called not too long ago.
I got so nervous I felt pissed
that's
wrong because of who's
dog,
on the phone.
This fucking punk-ass bitch call in, motherfucker.
Who, your
brother?
Brother?
Yeah, dog, I tried to fight this motherfucker at UFC 200, man. He's getting too big for his fucking britches.
Oh,
you tried
shit.
To fight Nick
that's
Diaz?
That's breaking news.
You want to fight your brother?
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Walking around here, dog. He said he's a fucking 145 title holder. I ain't got a fucking belt. He doesn't have to fucking listen to me no more.
Oh shit.
This is incredible.
Wait, Nick,
this
you
is...
don't have a belt.
You don't have, you really don't have a belt.
I don't have, motherfucker, I don't have a fucking belt right now, but this motherfucker's walking around saying he's the only belt holder in this fucking family, dog.
Oh,
I mean, that's
geez.
Fucked up.
And he doesn't have a belt either.
That's why I fucked your
he's got the 145 belt. Dog, I had a fucking... I had a whole six pack of fucking Sunny Delight in the fridge. This motherfucker drank it all right in front of me.
Oh, my God. He called you out now having the belt. Drinks your Sunny Delight. God damn it, man. The guy's head is huge.
What weight class would you guys fight at?
If you drink someone's motherfucking Sunny Delight, they'll fucking kill you, dog.
Dude, that's fight words in the 209.
That Sonny D in the 209 is not something to fuck with.
Yeah. Yeah. Real quick, Nick, look at the Fight Nanny's new tattoo. She got 209 tattooed on her arm, so when she finger blasts herself to Fight Pass, she can see the 209. Thoughts?
Yeah, that's pretty fucking cool, dog. I like that shit.
Yeah, no, it's just still be Sunny Delight.
It should still be twisted over. Hold on.
Why you
show,
guys?
Show me the mask. Show me the mask. Hold on. Hold on, Nick.
Hold on.
Yeah,
we do.
Hold on, Nick. Hold on.
I got a 209 fucking tattoo on my thigh, dog, so that when I take a shit, I can fucking see my area code.
Okay. Hold on, Nick. Everybody, hold on. Show me this. Show it to me again.
Here is my clip. Yeah. Here's what's happening.
Yeah, they should be turned over.
No.
And then you can read 209.
I'm directly staring at it. It's upside down to you. Look.
Oh, no, then you should get it across, so you can see it across.
I still think it should be this way.
It should be, if she's saying what she's saying, it should be 209.
I don't want it that way. It's my tattoo, it's my body.
Oh, now it becomes a feminist thing. Yeah. We're going to be burning bras and marching.
All right, let's
I am such a feminist, I would not be on this podcast.
Let's get back to Nick.
We got another call?
Oh, is he gone? It's going to be both Diaz.
No, I'm here, dog.
Hold on.
How are we going to get these both guys on?
I'm fucking heartbroken, dog. I'm watching a live stream, man. What the fuck?
Are you guys going to fight?
I got news for you, dog. You're hanging out with fucking Dirty Larry and Phil all the fucking time, dog. Now you got a pontoon that looks just like my fucking one, dog. This ain't fucking cool no more.
That's all I want to do. All I've ever wanted to be is fucking be like fucking Nick Diaz, dog.
Nick Diaz don't drink motherfucker Sunny Delight and not fucking replace it.
That's a good point.
And not replace it. That's the point.
I don't
right
like
there.
To hear Nate sad, but I love to hear Nick angry.
I was trying to go to the fucking market, dog, but I'm fucking training boxing, jujitsu. You're fucking suspended, so like I thought you had more time to fucking go pick shit up.
I buy that. Dog, I understand that.
The way you act, dog. You're putting the fucking hoe in 209,
motherfucker. Oh, shit.
Is that Nick?
No, he just called out your tattoo.
I know. Is that Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick.
Nick's
that.
The angry one, though. He's the one that's going to throw me against the wall.
Yeah, okay.
Man, I can barely. If I cried, I would fucking probably cry right now, dog.
If I cried.
You don't cry? Why don't you cry?
Fuck, I've never cried in my life. That's my fucking mother. Nick fucking cried all the time as a baby. I never fucking cried once, dog.
Yeah, dog, I had to cry because I was so fucking sad because I knew that you would never be as good a fighter as me, dog.
Wow.
I wasn't even fucking born yet, dog, and you were fucking crying all the time. Fucking Gil's old man once told me that I was the fucking future of the Diaz family, dog.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, dog, Gil's old man, he's drunk all the time, dog. That's the fucking thing he never tells you, dog. He just fucking pounds tequila and sells fucking churros, dog.
Let's go over to fucking mom's house, get the fucking sides out right now, dog. Hit the living room, motherfucker.
All right, let's do this, dog. I'm at mom's house right now, dog. I got them all polished up, ready to go. Why don't you bring your ass over here, fucking
While you're there, fucking fix the coffee table you fucking broke when I threw you into it last fucking Christmas, dog.
Oh, sorry, dog. I was super sick, dog. I had fucking Norwalk virus, and I was fucking my pants.
Wait, what's Norwalk virus? What's Norwalk virus?
Dog, that's fucking extreme food poisoning. Not like this bitch had in Cabo, dog. Sorry that he had a fucking one little bout of diarrhea and he's fucking saying he had Montezuma's revenge. You don't even know what that shit is, dog.
I don't, but I fucking knew I was puking, dog, from my asshole in my mouth.
Dog, this motherfucker can't even handle a couple fucking tacos. I don't even know who from fucking Stockton, dog.
Oh,
dog, I think this might be a Ken Shamrock, Frank Shamrock sort of situation. This motherfucker might be adopted.
I'll fucking take a DNA test, dog. You don't fucking ever question whether we're fucking, we're real brothers, dog. We're going to get through this, but fucking, we're going to have to fight first.
Wow,
I don't know, dog, because my fucking dick is about 3 times bigger than yours, so we might be fucking adopted.
You haven't seen my dick since I was like 8 years old at fucking jujitsu camp, dog.
Whoa.
Whose dick is bigger?
What happened at jujitsu camp?
The weird thing is that coach probably shouldn't have made us take off our fucking clothes to roll. That's kind of weird, but
that's
I'll fucking agree on that, dog. Agree to fucking agree right now, motherfucker.
I think that's called no-gi.
I think we've found a little common ground between the two.
Fucking dog, let's just fucking squash this beef, dog. Let's get back on the fucking same page, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well,
listen.
How about this, dog? Why don't you come over here and bring that fucking Sonny D back, okay? And then I'll squash this motherfucking beef.
I think that's cool.
Now that you fucking called me out through the media, I don't know if I fucking want to give in. Shit.
Come on, dude. Give in. It's your brother.
If I were suspended, I'd be fighting your fucking ass at 200, but fucking Dana won't let me, dog.
Come on. Give him the Sonny D, dude.
You did, give him the drink of Sonny D.
You did, dude.
His Sonny D, man.
Seriously.
Six Sonny Ds. That's
six,
a lot.
Dude, that's a
it's
lot.
It's not worth losing a brother over.
He's your brother.
I mean,
you want me to fucking mix it with the fucking Mickey's you like? Fucking four, you know, like half 40, half fucking D.
Half of a 40 of Mickey's?
I mean, dog, it's deeper than just a Sonny D, dog. He says, oh, I fucking smoke weed all day. I'm getting fucking titties and shit. I mean, he's taking real shots at me, dog.
Dude,
I don't fucking appreciate it.
I don't
Dude,
think
I'm
he...
into the fucking weed now, dog. I'm fucking into 10 speeds and fucking bongs and tuners. I mean, all the shit you like, dog.
Yeah, you guys are brothers. You're two peas in a pod, guys. Get along. Dude, listen. I'll fucking buy you guys a Sonny D. I think we should get some Punch Drunk fans
dog,
to buy
dog,
these guys
dog,
a bunch of Sonny D.
Dog. You save your fucking Sonny D money for yourself, dog. I want this motherfucker to replace this shit.
Come
that
on,
fucking
Nate.
Took, dog.
You're bringing our fucking high school principal into this, dog? Principal Walker? That guy's a fucking douche, dog. You know it. He's a fucking dork.
I say that you make
yeah,
up,
he is,
dude.
Dog.
Make up.
Nick, can I ask you a question? I have a suggestion.
Yeah, dog.
I have a suggestion for you for your fight.
You sure you don't want to fucking talk to Nate, dog?
Hey, see, that's what I'm talking about, motherfucker. Wait till I get my fucking suspension lifted, dog.
Yeah.
Okay, Nate, I have a suggestion for you. Why don't you put your brother Nick in a fucking triangle with corduroys on? Really fucking chafe up his neck.
That's
dog, I heard about that
fucking
fight you had, dog. I heard you that fight you had with that badass motherfucker Ryan O'Neal, and I heard what happened, dog.
Nah, he's weak. He went down
you
easy.
You fucking choke him out, and he fucking got out of that shit, and then fucking whipped your fucking ass.
No. He bit my arm. I was fucking choking him, and he bit
yeah,
my
dog,
inside of my.
Stockton rules, motherfucker.
No.
I like that shit,
Sam.
Dog, from what I heard, that this biting wasn't out of the fucking rule book.
Ryan O'Neal bit your arm?
Yes.
That's fucking how you fight in Indiana, bro. We'll
he's
bite your ass.
We told you fucking spit out that mouth guard. Geese? You bite the arm, dog.
We didn't tell him.
Yeah, dog. I mean, that's just how it fucking goes, dog. If you can't roll with the fucking punches and don't get in a fucking brawl with a badass motherfucker like Ryan O'Neal.
All right, listen.
Look, I have a fucking emotional plea for you right now, dog. I feel bad about the fucking Sunny Delight. I fucking shouldn't have drank it. I was thirsty. I just got home working out with fucking Gil's old man. I fucking pounded 6 of your Sonny D's.
Damn, that's
six
a lot. 6 Sonny D's is a lot of Sonny D's.
Let's fucking,
dog.
Let's reunite. Let's get on the same page and we'll fucking DP this fucking fight nanny lady.
I am so horny.
That's so great. If we
I might be down for that. Might be down for that. But, dog, you also can't be coming in the fucking, when I'm taking a shower, you can't be taking no dumps, dog, while I'm in the fucking shower.
I respect
that.
That is the worst. That's called the Auschwitz,
fucking,
by the way.
We got one bathroom, dog. That one downstairs, fucking Gil punched a hole in the wall, dog. Mom fucking won't let us use it no more.
Sounds like your mom really rules with an iron fist.
It sure does.
Fucking Mrs. Diaz doesn't fuck around, dog. We call her Sonny Diaz, dog.
She sounds like she's to get with Gil's old man.
Sonny Diaz could be the name of this episode.
Whoa. That's her mom, Ari.
Yeah, it sounds like she'd be nice to be the next Mrs. Melendez.
Whoa.
But, yeah, that would be cool, dog. I'd take fucking Gil's, what is that, a
stepbrother?
You take me as your old man?
That's our, Gil's already our full fucking brother. We don't need our mom fucking sucking fucking Gil's old man's dick to get that shit, dog. We're already tight brothers.
I'm cool with fucking Gil's old man, dog. He's another fucking point of, what's that word? Detention and shit?
I thought that's the word.
Dog, the problem is that we're going to have an intervention for Gil's old man next week, dog.
For what?
Drinking problem.
Oh, does he?
He got a terrible drinking problem, dog. He fucking was so wasted, he rolled his car onto the fucking highway and got smashed by a semi.
Wow. Really?
That's
I didn't even
wasted.
Get invited to the fucking intervention, dog. What the fuck?
Do they do e-vites for interventions? Ivites. I think they call them Ivites.
The reason that Nate has his own bong, and we're trying to raise money to get fucking Gil's old man a new fucking cart.
Yeah, but there's only one bong, and you own it. So
no,
how?
Nick got one too. They're kind of slow, these Jesus brothers.
Yeah, don't fucking pretend, dog, that my fucking time in the spotlight's not helping you out, dog. You got a fucking sweet bong that says fucking 209 and shit.
Yeah.
Dog, just right when you're ready to get that fucking beef, you start throwing fucking shade around, dog.
Wow.
All right, guys. Yeah. Well, doesn't sound like you guys are ever going to solve this.
Who would have thought fucking the Diaz brothers would be broken up over fucking Sonny D, dog?
Oh, dog, is this you driving down the fucking street coming up to the cul-de-sac? Because I see you. I'm about to squash this motherfucker.
Yeah, it's the new car, dog. Oh, fucking shit. Connie Mack paid for
that
shit.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right, dog, we'll squash this beef right now. We'll see you motherfuckers.
You see
this
the
camera so
fucking on the back? It says, rest in peace, Connie Mack, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog, I see you got the fucking coontail on the fucking antenna.
So stupid.
Fuck
so
yeah,
dog,
dumb.
209
for life, fucking
coon tail,
so fucking
tuner,
dog.
Okay.
Oh, there he is, dog. All right, let's get this shit on, dog. Later, motherfucker.
Fuck you, motherfucker. You want a fucking, you're going to come at my fucking car, girl? I'm not even out of fucking car yet,
All right. Good luck, guys.
Oh, man. The Diaz brothers fighting each other a la Rocky V.
The Sonny Diaz brothers.
Just right there on the street, the Sonny Diaz brothers.
That's so funny, dude.
That's got to be the name of this episode, the Sonny Diaz brothers.
What was the thing we said?
What?
What was the early thing?
Cornbread. Don't waste cornbread.
I like that.
Cornbread and peanuts.
I like that. Cornbread and peanuts.
Fistful of jukok.
No, you can't put dirty in there. Because people listen to this at work, and their boss comes by, and you see fistful of jukok. They'll be like, what is that? But cornbread and peanuts.
We're probably going to have to rename about 45 episodes.
Yeah.
Just that being said.
did the fart funnel ever go up?
Yeah.
They edited
well.
It got uploaded on iTunes eventually.
Great
on iTunes, yeah.
Yeah.
Video's
not.
Video, no.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We gotta start.
It's ready to be uploaded.
Hey, easy, buddy.
It's ready. So upload it.
Let's sell it.
Hey, no. You know what we should start doing? YouTube page.
Yeah.
I heard you say that on Rogan. You should.
Yeah, but the thing is,
short, funny clips.
No, the whole episode.
We can't because of the Daily Motion thing. I'm thinking we can't.
Oh.
Well, come on.
Well, you know, Al Magical's talking about us doing a TV show. We can start taking little clips from that and put it on the YouTube channel.
We got to do that Manziel thing. That kid is so, it looks just like a man. By the way, what a dipshit that guy is.
Let's get into all the dipshits.
He gets busted again. Yeah, who's the dipshit of the week? Is it John Jones? Is it Johnny Manziel again? Switching, gets a high-powered agent.
I think it's John Jones.
Aaron Hernandez stabbed 3 guys in jail this week.
Did he really?
Yeah.
No,
three
he
guys.
Didn't.
They're saying he didn't, not sure he stabbed all of them, but he definitely stabbed somebody, and 3 guys were stabbed.
Really?
There was a whole thing broke out.
Well, that guy's always bozo. Aaron,
well, he's done. He's in prison forever.
Aaron Hernandez.
That was during his appeal.
Actually, during the court case.
Stabbed somebody, whatever.
Yeah,
made this up, right? You just made this up.
Yeah.
Okay, then don't worry about it.
Never mind that.
She's just thinking about finger blasting herself.
I know, I'm a little hot and bothered.
Did he kill somebody in prison, though? I know he's been in several fights.
No, he's watched out to make sure people were coming as they fucked this dude up.
I thought he stabbed somebody.
All those guys have lost money on the fucking Patriots.
How?
Gambling.
Oh, you mean, and they blame him, you mean?
Yeah.
The people in jail.
They can get a piece of an actual Patriot. I'm already doing life.
Dipshit.
May as well get life and this and
just
stab
rude.
This guy.
Did you guys watch the whole 10-minute John Jones thing?
Yep.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No. What was it?
I kind of feel like the cop was an asshole.
I think the cop was an
asshole.
I think John Jones is stupid for putting himself in that
what
situation.
What was it?
He gets pulled over, basically at a red light. He revs his engines to some people next to him that he says were fans. And they were like, hey, John Jones, and they're waving. And he waves at them, and he was clapping his hands. And then he revs his engine of his brand-new 2025 Corvette.
Wow.
Light turns green.
10 years from the future.
Light turns green. They all both take off. Now, it sounds like the other car slowed down, and John Jones sped up and went around. But apparently he never exceeded the 35-mile-an-hour speed limit.
He just sped up fast.
Took off fast.
Right. Supposedly, how do you know that? From what John Jones says?
Yeah, from what he says, what he said in the video and what he says in an interview the next day or whatever.
I was never speeding. I never went above the speed limit.
Yeah. So they're arguing back and forth, and he's like, nope, you were drag racing. And John Jones is like, you're fucking crazy, man. You're a fucking liar. You're fucking lying right now. If you think I was, you're fucking lying.
Yeah.
and they go back and forth, and he gives him like 8 tickets. Anything he could give this guy a ticket for. Yeah, he has a vanity plate that was kind of covered his sticker. Ticket for that.
Really?
Maybe a tinted window ticket. Yeah. Excessive noise from revving his engine.
How do you know
ticket.
All this? How do you know all this?
It's all in the 10-minute video.
Look it up.
That John Jones made.
No, the cop video somehow gets leaked to TMZ.
Oh, the cop. Go on TMZ. Played
yeah, it's on TMZ.
Look at the video. Well, it's 10 minutes
you
long, so it's going to be boring.
Ten-minute video?
It'll be boring radio. But, yeah, you can kind of maybe do snippets
pull
of it.
It up on here.
Goes back and forth.
All right, keep going.
I can probably pull it up here because I'll have the audio plugged into it.
John Jones got arrested again. Gee, here
but
it is.
So they, because it violates his probation, all of these things, and now he has a court date for 5 different violations.
Oh.
It violated his probation, and he got arrested today for it. Because but clearly this cop is just pulled him over, was giving him the business, didn't like his attitude, and because of that, it just rains 5 or 6 tickets on John Jones.
Damn. Cops suck.
I mean, somebody, you know, he could have been like, dude, you know, you got to
people
be...
are like, cops, most cops are good. It's like, I know, but we think any of you are capable of just doing that.
Yeah.
And
you know
what
the problem with any group
you
is?
You don't show you respect, we can fuck you.
It's like, they don't regulate their own.
They don't regulate
their own. Do you know who's the only group that regulates their own?
Who?
The gays. They regulate their own. If you say the word tranny or some shit, they'll go fucking off on you. They're the only ones who regulate their own.
Gays?
Yeah.
Why? How?
In terms of being in the media and doing stupid shit, they always regulate their own.
Yeah,
they're
uh-huh.
the first one to call out their own on some
you're
dumb
right.
ass shit.
Yeah.
Everybody else kind of like, no, we get behind it. You're like, no, they did a stupid thing. Nope, nope, nope. We got solidarity. It's like, no, man. You know, if someone in your group is doing some stupid shit, you should call them out on that.
You know what was crazy? I watched the 30 for 30 yesterday of the Duke lacrosse scandal. Remember
yeah,
that whole thing?
It was ridiculous.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable what some fucking disgusting woman or person in general
well, they just kept
can
saying,
do.
And they kept
do.
Saying to Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, what if this is another Tawana Brawley?
That district attorney was such a dumb fuck asshole and just wanted to get reelected and was like, I'm going to use this Duke thing to get reelected as a district attorney.
I don't think
and it ruined so many people's lives.
Well, dude, they lost their head coach. He went and coached somewhere else.
What a great guy, head coach. They're a national championship, shot a national championship. These educations that these boys.
And she's in murder. She's in jail now for murdering
somebody.
Yeah,
she murdered her boyfriend.
Oh,
and
that was
like
such a 16, funny turn.
16 fucking
so
years
I was watching
in jail.
And I could not stop. I had a little bit of gin. But I could not stop laughing.
You're
a
1920s businessman?
No, this wait. Is, actually,
that's so funny.
Actually, I'm just a little sick, and the only thing that ever makes my sore throat better is gin. And
so I took the number 4,
time.
Charlie.
I had a highball.
Did you read the bottom line?
Some blackies talk to each other.
Highball is
but
such a
50s drink. But I thought that was so
drink.
Funny. It was like, whoa, what a left turn.
Highball is such a 50s drink.
Had a little highball.
Give me a Shirley Temple. Neat. You want grenadine and Sprite? Hey, don't sass mouth
she
me.
She fucked their lives.
Who fucked their lives?
The stripper. She made up something because she wanted more money.
I mean, people that dropped out of college, people that had to transfer, people, 2-3 of those boys were in jail for
months. Wait, which
months.
One? Which one are you talking about?
The Duke lacrosse.
Hold on, stop. We were just talking about, you're yelling at me about getting on my phone. We were just talking about something for 5 fucking minutes.
Yeah, but it's,
I know,
he
that's,
was,
that's why
what
I'm,
were
that's
you thinking about?
He was
John
on
Jones.
My phone looking at
the John
Jones
thing.
Thing.
This is why I'm telling you, because I was completely zoned out. I was looking at this John Jones thing, and I didn't hear you change the topic of conversation.
Yeah.
I was completely checked out.
I multitask.
No, you don't.
No.
Because that's not a real thing.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, they've proven over and over again that nobody can do that, let alone fucking degenerate comedians
I believe
who have
in myself.
No business experience.
I believe
experience.
I can try.
You go away, and then you come back on these fucking guys. You're like, all right, well, that's... And you don't even know where they're talking. That's what happens to everyone on their phones. That's why we got to turn our phones off when we're trying to do this thing.
All right. Fun talk. It was bullshit.
Oh, you saw the 30 for 30. Yeah, it was crazy.
I mean,
by the way, she's in jail now. Did you say that?
For murder.
Yeah.
You're such an asshole.
I know, I'm telling you, it's fucking gone. I was gone.
You're such an asshole.
For murder. And
I just think that, you know, it's just like, you gotta call out people for this, man. And you
she
know,
maintains that it's still true.
And her fucking, no, she didn't. She
does now. She maintains.
Well, then she fucking recanted on what she said because her press conference was hilarious.
What she said in her press conference?
Because she's like, I just watched this yesterday. She's like, I do not want to be, I don't think that it's fair that you guys should be judging me because of some of the things I've done, like make up these accusations about these guys that raped me when they didn't actually rape me.
She didn't say that.
It's like.
She didn't say it like that.
Yeah, she did. But it was so funny. The turn of it was cracking me.
Yeah, turn that on.
I am more than the person that made these accusations up about these men who did not rape me. You're like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
That's all we know you are.
That's exactly why I'm judging you, because you lied there about three people raping you and ruined 50 people's
this
lives.
This college professor was like, I don't care. I don't care if they haven't been tried or proven yet. I'm failing all of them. And they're like, you're not supposed to take any of this into account. I don't care. I'm not passing these guys.
That's why
it was
it's
like oh, yeah, and it was made up.
Ladies,
that's
I don't
like,
know.
It's like you can believe an accuser, but you can't believe the accused.
Well, because in our society, women are always victims, men are always the oppressors, and it happens a lot.
I know, but it's almost like you can get behind him, like, yeah, I'm sorry this happened to you, but then you can't say, I'm not going to take any punishment. I can't take it out on a guy. I don't know for sure, but I'm sorry whatever you went through to bring you to this point, but I can't do anything for
the
you.
The whole thing is this, and listen.
Because who knows?
You know, the act of sexual assault is a horrible, horrific thing, and it should never happen. And numbers show it's down 80%. Like, in this country, rape is completely down. Nobody
down
ever talks
when?
About that. From, like, 10 years or 15 years or 20 70. Years ago. You actually look it up. Will you look it up?
Let's
stop finger blasting yourself.
Well,
look
let's
up stat.
Start.
I was laughing that I said the N-word.
Can
she's
we start
zoning out? Can we just call this everybody stone. Zoning out?
Can we start a campaign to bring rape back?
No, we can't. The
I mean,
Muse
if we start
Express
a campaign, maybe we'll get that.
Are those of Jason Tebow
what am I
and Jason
up?
Tebow only?
Without a campaign, it has
not,
no chance.
Not rape porn.
No, look up.
Let's campaign
rape
it.
Is down in the United States statistics.
Okay.
Is rape down in the United States? And they will show you that it is. But they don't
well,
ever
let's
want
bring
to talk
it back
about
up.
That.
But that's probably because they're saying because they keep talking about it. That's why it's down.
So what you're saying is bring it back up.
No, I'm not
let's
saying
bring
that,
it
Jason,
back.
At all.
Bring
I don't want to bring it back.
Guys, now, probably this is what they would say. This is what the hardcore feminists would say. Like, yeah, before this, most rapes didn't get prosecuted. And now that we have our own brand of justice, which we just fucking obliterate anyone, whether or not they've done it, doesn't matter. Now, who's going to take the chance? Who's going to say, well, I could probably get off with the cops? Because you can't.
Let's
your
start.
Your job will find out. Your mom will find out.
Your mom will find
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's like everyone will find out.
I like what you're saying. And let's like, so
no,
let's
no,
not bring
why,
back
no,
rape.
That's
no.
why it's down.
Don't bring back rape. That because that's bad. Let's bring up back fake, false accusing rapes. Can everybody
it
just start
back.
Saying you were raped by somebody when you weren't.
It's like,
and let's
it's
see
like,
how many lives we can ruin.
It's like, I'm Spartacus.
Yeah.
Let's see how many lives. No, and it's just like. So, I mean, we got to the point where it's like, I don't think they should ever be allowed, because they who, won't who mention they? The victim's names.
Right, right, right.
They shouldn't mention the guy who's accused either.
Until
because
it's
until,
ruins his life.
Yeah.
It ruins his life.
You're ruining people's lives.
Let's have
here's
everybody.
The way I say it, what really ruins the rape victim's life is the rape, and not the people finding out about it. Not that you want people finding out about it, obviously,
right,
if you got
right,
raped.
Right,
no
right.
one should have to know.
Or
but
if
in
you're
terms
a raper.
Of like, in terms of like what it'll do to your life, being publicly accused of rape is really bad.
Because even
yes,
if you didn't
really
do it,
bad.
A lot of people are like, and I think he did that.
Yeah.
And people will just come and judge you regardless because we have been conditioned that women are the victims and men are the monsters. And a lot of times that's true, but not all the time.
Well, here's the deal. It's this generalization that comes. So now every dude has to feel like, I didn't do anything because they go, men do this. And it's like, no, rapist men do that. It's like when Muslims get upset because people are like, you're all terrorists. Like, no, we're not.
Yeah.
The extremist Muslims are.
Right.
Dude.
And they're like, you're putting us into a category. And they put us into this category of rapists, and it makes us feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
Because we don't stand for rape.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem. And right. so it's like, stop painting us this way,
because
feminists.
There's nobody putting pressure to be like, stop talking about this. When it has – look at the Derrick Rose thing. He got totally accused of raping that chick, and I bet you it's come out that it didn't happen, and it's just gone away. There's no apologies. So
wait. You can't say I bet you it came out that it didn't happen.
Where is it? Have you heard anything about it?
No.
Yeah.
But I don't mean
– But it's like these people that do these things, and then like you said, man, it spoils it for the rest of us, and it's like – I can't even climb into a stranger's window and duct tape somebody's mouth without it being like, oh, I'm going to rape you or whatever the fuck.
Right. Yeah, it's a different era.
I don't even know where
time.
You're going with that.
I will
By
tell you
way,
this. I will
Tebow,
say
when people go to me, hey, man, I got these people who are interested in doing your show, doing something big with your show. Can you pick a couple episodes that would be good for these people with money to invest in your show, and I have to go through these each show and go, did Tebow justify rape in this
or
episode?
Or genocide.
Okay?
I'm not justifying
rape?
It.
Did he say, let's rape more so I can take these guys who have tons of cash and get afraid of just a little boo? They run crazy. Yeah. So I have to go through maybe 300 episodes to find five that don't have you justifying rape.
Did you have, were you actually?
No, I could. Yeah, I go, I hope they get this joke.
Yeah, Tebow.
Dildo corn?
Dildo corn had a rape victim in there.
Okay. Yeah. So I hope they got the joke.
I was just going to. Talking on camera.
She actually coincidentally had been raped. And I just, I didn't even really.
We lost one sponsor. Let's
you say
going.
Something every episode that's about rape. Just offensive.
Never change.
Of course.
Said the guy that was just beating off.
The guy who has $1 billion in a TV show. Don't keep changing.
I've read all about rape statistics, but there's no answers of what you're looking for. I'm just learning how often, what age brackets of everyone are raped.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. There's no statistics.
Does it say who's most.
Hold on.
Who's easiest to rape?
Stop. This is 1973. This is 1973.
It's from 73
till 2009. All the way. Look how high the little thing is.
No, I know.
Look how low it is now.
But it stops in 2003. Today.
That's how rapes have gone down?
No. They
have
not. No, I'm proving,
this is where
I'm
it
proving
is.
That he
this
was
is where
right.
it is now.
Oh. What is that?
God, Ari, sometimes I get it right.
I thought you couldn't even find it.
No, I'm telling you that I just read way too much about rape statistics.
So either rapes are way down.
This says
it says no one. It says nobody reports rape. It says only 28% of people actually report when they're raped. And
we should do like one of those marches, like Take Back the Night back. Because you know how girls always march and they have like Take Back the Night. We should Take Back the Night back.
Here's
and then
really,
it's just a bunch of rapers marching.
Here's the problem. Here's what it really results in. I'm getting my mail in my apartment building, and some girl's getting it too. So as I'm going into the, she's getting, I'm coming into the hallway to get it. And I'm like, let me wait and fumble with my keys for a while so she doesn't have to feel unsafe.
You're right behind
and
her.
And then she goes ahead. I get my mail, and she's still there because she put her shopping bag down. And I can't like fucking catch up to her. I have to pretend to tie my shoes or something.
Yeah. That's
otherwise,
nice
be like
of
a
you,
fake
though,
rapist.
Because no one does that.
Yeah, I guess so. Or I could just make a fucking friend in my building. Yeah.
Or you could play a goof on her.
Would that be nice also?
No, you don't have to do that. No one does that. People just chase me down alleys. Oh.
Or you can just come up behind her and like just as
a great Nike commercial. A girl running from rapists and she's got the right sneakers.
No, New Balances. I only wear New Balances.
Okay, New Balances.
Or you can come up behind her while she's getting her mail and hold a knife to her throat and just whisper to her in her ear, I can smell your butthole.
Okay, well, that's...
Yep, that there we go. This is an episode I can't show anybody.
Do you think that would be creepy
to her?
I feel
like it's my fault.
It's not your fault. Don't take rape
now.
No,
now.
But I mean the rape talk because I make it too
now
late. I'm sorry, rape is so serious.
This guy's on his hands and knees
laugh.
Beating off while she's showing him fucking porn.
I'm
you're
like begging
about,
the Diaz brothers
look at
rape
all that
me.
Hot
I'm the
cum.
Worst person to talk about rape with. I love rape.
You're like, look at all that hot cum all over that guy's face. And now I make a joke about rape, and it's like, there goes the whole episode, guys.
No,
that's
just...
why, Jason, that's why I said it's my fault, because I'm like, yay, rape. It's
hey,
all my fault.
Shut up. Listen.
I'm taking the heat off
I'm not
going to
start this fight again. Here we go.
I'm going to walk out.
Why are you walking
when's
out?
When's the fight nanny walking out?
We haven't
out?
Had one in a while.
When I get fired.
So NFL, let's talk some NFL.
Well, baseball's coming up. Let's get your predictions.
Okay, baseball is coming up.
It starts. When does it start?
Sunday.
Sunday. Okay, so before the season starts, before there's a single game played, let's get everybody's predictions for who's going to...
the World Series.
Who's going to go to the World Series? Both
I'm
going to
say it, and I hate it. I think the Giants win it.
The Giants win it.
Win it all.
The Giants.
I'm going to go...
You don't see the Dodgers. Do you see the Dodgers make the playoffs?
I think I see the Dodgers shit in the bed.
They got a little worse. Everybody got a little better.
Injuries. And you know what, dude? It's like I'd rather trade... I love Kershaw. He's great. But if you're going to go with this youth movement...
They lost Greinke.
And I knew Greinke was going to go. He leaves every time. He's
okay,
never
but
stayed with
but he did go. So the team from last year is minus a Greinke.
Yeah. And I would move Kershaw for prospects. Because if you're going to do this new way of doing it, let's just do it. Because
he'd be really tough to move, though. He's making $30
million
a year.
No, anybody would take him, dude.
$30 million a
year?
No,
it's like when you pay him more. Here's the deal. When you sign a free agent. When you sign a free agent and pay him, like, we're going to pay you the most, come here. And they go, okay, fine. Then you can't just trade him because everyone's like, yeah, we chose not to offer you that much money.
Yeah but nobody, and they would take, he's the number one pitcher in baseball.
They'd have to make the Dodgers eat a bunch of salary.
The Dodgers have to eat it, yeah.
It'd probably have to be the $7 million a year.
You're talking about the number one pitcher in baseball.
But these are teams who chose, who could have had him if they paid $1 more than that.
The Dodgers,
and they chose not to.
Dodgers pay more because he means more to the team.
What?
Dodgers paid him more than everybody else because he means more to their team.
Okay, so now he's if you trade him to another team, to Tampa Bay or anywhere.
No, let's go somebody with deep pockets. Boston.
Boston. Boston could have paid him $30 million to get him, but they chose not to.
But maybe Boston didn't make a move because they knew the Dodgers would match anything. I'm just saying, when you have the Cy Young double, triple Cy Young winner who's always in the mix, people would trade for him. And if you have the right prospects, you can get him. I'm just saying that the Dodgers, you got to do something.
I don't think anybody with that much money has that good of prospects.
Yankees got nothing.
Red Sox.
Yankees got nothing. Yankees could pay that salary.
You never know, dude. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
I think the Orioles win the AL East.
Why?
I just think they had a down year, but I think the Yankees suck. They outplayed themselves last year. It's not going to be Boston.
Boston? They got Price?
It's not going to be Boston. Oh, it could be Toronto, I guess.
Yeah. I like Toronto.
I think Toronto wins.
Yeah,
I think
Toronto
and the Cubs.
It's Toronto. It's
Toronto. Toronto Cubs World Series.
It's Toronto, but I think the Orioles could make the wild card.
I'm going to go Giants, and it kills me to
say
that.
No, I'll go Toronto. I'll go Toronto.
Versus Toronto.
And who else in the AL that's really good?
Your mom.
The White Sox should be improved.
Angels should be all right, right? Back. Angels have a lot. I guess they're pitching.
No, Angels are terrible.
Yeah.
They have Trout, and that's it.
Yeah, that's true.
They should get rid of Trout.
I love Trout, dude.
They should get rid of Trout right now, because also he's going to be another free agent soon. You get him for almost nothing. And you can get a
Rangers
lot
should be good.
He's in his prime.
I think the Rangers should be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Royals again, too.
Oh, what about Washington? Do they do anything?
I mean, that dude is he's underachieved. That guy who everybody said was
Strasburg?
Lights out. He had like a 4 ERA last year, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What was his ERA last year?
Strasburg, yeah.
What was his ERA last year?
What am I looking
at? How do you spell it? Strasburg,
I think. You're asking me too much at once. I have the standings.
Washington Nationals, Strasburg. ERA 2015.
So can I get out of this? You don't care about that anymore?
Yeah.
Control T.
But you never even let me answer the American League question you asked. You just already went to another question.
What took
too
long?
What was it?
Who do you want? You want me to list everybody? Toronto, Houston, Los Angeles, Minnesota.
No, Houston might be good.
I think Texas will be good.
Houston
too.
Might be really good.
Yeah.
They got another year. That team's good. They got good pitching.
Wait, hold on. Stat girl. That's not a stat question. Who do we think is going to be good? That's not a you look up question.
You no, told me to say it. You said who's
said,
good
look
in the
up
American
who
League.
Who is in the American League?
I asked Aaron that.
No, you didn't. He hit me.
No,
you
Sam
owe her
did.
An apology, dude.
No, you do for hitting her on a fucking opinion question.
I didn't.
No,
hit
Sam
her.
Said
you
who's on the American
her.
League.
You threw your jizz bag at her, which she sniffed.
I never got it around my cock.
Okay, what's the next thing?
Spell
sorry.
This how do you spell his name?
What was Strasburg's ERA?
Washington Nationals.
Nationals could be good. They underachieved last year. They're a better team than they were.
And they got rid of Matt Williams.
The Mets were an overachieving team last year.
Mets could be good too, dude.
Nope.
What?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
The Mets will pitch enough. I don't
they
know.
They still have great
enough.
Pitching.
Nope. Watch
Why?
Them. Watch them go down.
Why?
I don't think that I think they're a paper dragon.
Why?
They're just not good. I don't think their pitching is
okay,
good.
Okay, sounds like someone's
the Mets
saggy
yeah.
diaper.
Pitching is going to be amazing.
They're great pitchers.
Who do they get? I don't know who anybody got in the offseason with. To be honest, I have no idea who anybody got in the offseason.
Okay, so you're just talking,
so talking about
your
my ass,
fucking
yeah.
Jew clam right now.
I mean, I just found out yesterday the Dodgers lost Greinke.
You just found out yesterday?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So,
you're a baseball guy.
I know. Underprepared.
You've been replaced. Aaron, you're Punch Drunk's baseball guy.
Oh,
Ari's our famous correspondent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ari's our, I'm now famous correspondent. He 3.21 is his ERA right now in spring training.
Oh.
By the way, she asked Washington Nationals, Strasburg, NRA.
I quit.
346 last year.
346. That's not terrible, but for the dominant guy.
309 in his career.
Yeah. He's not what he was. He's supposed to be an under three guy.
Yeah.
He's also one of those guys like
with like 14 strikeouts a game.
Yeah. You know what never seems to work out is the phenom 20-year-old pitcher.
3-4-6
has like one or two good years.
But they rest him. They took him easy. Even in the playoff hunt, they said, we're not playing you. We shut you down.
It was,
because
that was stupid,
a couple
dude.
Years
that
ago,
was
though.
Stupid.
Yeah, but they've never like abused his arm. They've always had that thing where, like, we're not abusing your arm. We're going to fucking ease you into this.
He's already had Tommy John again.
So. Yeah. Apparently, Strasburg's a gun guy.
I guess it's not helping. They're not abusing his arm. It's not helping.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about, so what, now he's 7 years in?
7 years
this
already?
This is his sixth year.
Missed the entire second year.
2010. He ain't that guy. Rookie in 2010.
He ain't that guy. He's just a good pitcher. So but hopefully he can be better.
4 years.
The other dude in that missed team one. Is even better.
Scherzer. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with my picks. Giants versus, and I hate the Giants, and I hate picking them, Giants versus Blue Jays.
I'm going to go Cubs, Blue Jays. But I'm not sleeping on Kansas City, too.
Oh, Kansas City.
I think Cubs could have 100 wins.
Who won the series?
Is that crazy talk? Even though you're a
Cardinal guy?
Cubs getting 100 wins. Is that crazy talk?
Who won the World Series
last year? It's crazy to say anybody would win it. Kansas City.
Kansas City.
You're the baseball fan?
I know, but a pot fan, too. Dude, when I got back to New York, I got to take a break from weed.
Hey, can I tell you that?
Do you smoke more weed here or in New York?
Good question. Well, here I've had some responsibilities that I had to like take care of daytimes.
But it seems like it's more everywhere here.
In New York, though, I have nothing to do during the day, so I just smoke, then I roll a joint, and then I just walk around the streets, smoke that joint.
Hey.
With your shirt off.
With my shirt off.
It's almost playoff time in the NBA.
It looks like the only way I'm going to win that bet is if the Clippers lose in the first round or if Golden State gets upset in the first round.
What is that bet again?
That the Clippers won't get past the second round unless they have to go through Golden State. If they have to go through Golden State to get there, the bet's off. Yeah. If they don't have to go through Golden State, then they have to make the third round. I say they don't. The bet is loser takes our pube shavings and attaches it to you for an entire episode, meaning right from the start we get the pube shaving. If you want, we can do the shaving while the episode is going to buy you an extra like 15 minutes. And then I'm
like
assuming Fight Nanny, you're going to be the one putting it on their face.
Yeah. I will shave you guys too.
Unless you want to do like a half and half thing.
Now I got to worry about getting a boner.
Pubes on that side.
Can
half
I have
of my pubes on the other side? And Fight Nanny, you can put some stuff in the middle. So we don't
which one is the pubes. Loser? Which one is the winner?
How about we just do a Hitler mustache?
No, the Hitler mustache might be of her pubes.
How
or
about
her anal hair?
I don't
how about
have
everybody?
Pubes.
Anal
I
hair,
told
though.
You.
Anal hair.
How about both of you?
I wax it all.
How about both
her
of
anal
you?
Hair.
Shave your pubes. Put them in my hand like this, like a little, like a needy little, like Indian child or something. And you put them both in my hands, and I just rub all over my face.
Like a morning wash of a face.
But with
Tebow's got this new thing where, like,
pubes.
To top us, he goes homoerotic with himself.
I think he is gay, though, you guys, lately.
Hey,
whenever
if he
we
is,
talk.
It is. He is.
Why?
Because
JJ Redick.
No, but like, I'm okay with it. But I think he's gay, you guys. He's been talking to me about guys a lot.
Yeah.
It's okay.
JJ Redick.
I'm
hot.
Tom
hot.
Schwartz.
Now we got a Jew, a gay, an Armenian, and a broad. That's a great show to pitch.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give us that gay street cred. And they're like, I don't know if this segment's going to fly, guys. And I'm like, I'll suck the fuck out of your dick if you let us try it, sir. And he goes, I like the cut of your jib, kid.
I hope that some of our listeners take your head and Photoshop it on a bunch of gay porn. We should put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm going Kansas City to repeat. Beat Toronto again.
We just won the NBA.
Kansas City to beat Toronto.
He's
and
a
then
stoner.
Go, and then go to the World Series and then play who?
How about Toronto really could beat Kansas City? They did win the regular season, right, Toronto?
Yeah, and then he got out. Then you know they don't have David Price to shit the bed.
But then
again.
What?
But they lost to the Royals in the playoffs.
They did lose to the Royals in what, 6 or 7?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean they were such a good team.
Who do you
I don't
think
know who they lost? I don't know who they
who
lost.
Who comes out of the National?
Who did
League?
They lose? Who did Toronto lose?
They lost. Well, they lost David Price.
Lost David Price.
Damn it, Aaron!
Oh, yeah,
know
that was,
the answer.
Who do you got in the National League?
Your mom.
Definitely not the Dodgers.
No.
I don't think anybody from that division.
I don't even think Dodgers make the postseason.
I don't know, man. I'm a little nervous, dude. We didn't get anybody.
Yeah, maybe
great.
Cubs at this point. Maybe it's a Cubs year to get to the World Series.
I like that.
How about Giants?
Disagree.
Who do you think?
Of course.
I mean, you know.
Anaheim. I mean, the
St. Louis
Cardinals.
But the Giants
that's
always go
great.
Every other year. They go and win
where
the World
Series. How far
Series.
Did they go last year, Cardinals?
Oh. They lost to the Cubs in the first round.
Boom.
Who do the Cubs lose to in the second round?
Mets.
And the Cubs beat Pittsburgh in the play-in game, then went to St. Louis and beat St. Louis, and then who had the best record in baseball, and then went to the Mets and lost in like four games.
It was
maybe
straight,
five,
sweep.
But their pitchers were just done because they had to back-to-back go through their aces because they needed their ace for the play-in game.
Yeah.
That's so key, man. That play-in game is so dangerous. Not dangerous, but
it
you really
three
do.
Games.
What, for the play-in?
Yeah.
No. I think so too.
Yeah, it three should games? Be because that's basic.
It should be know, three. Man, it should be, just,
how about two?
So
how
unfair.
About two games total score?
It's so unfair
you
to those
3 points for a win, and then every run counts after that.
It's so unfair it's to those pitchers.
It should be three games, and then the two of them are a doubleheader on the same day. I think would be very
good. That's
holy
a good idea.
Jesus,
that's a good idea.
So it doesn't like extend the schedule at all.
One somewhere, the other two somewhere else. Yeah, it doesn't extend the schedule much. That would extend one extra day.
One other day.
It's a fly day,
like a
too.
Friday and a Sunday.
You got to have a fly day, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you could start it, had it start it at
it'll be Friday.
The first
I mean,
day.
Really, wild card is like you're not in the playoffs yet.
Yeah.
Of the two of you, one of you get in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really like, yeah,
you
one game is fine
playoffs.
For that.
You are.
Sort of.
Right.
Sort of, yeah.
One game is such a crapshoot, but it's like, yeah, you didn't win a division. You don't deserve a full place in this playoffs.
Yeah.
The way it was before, if you're a wild card, you're the same as the third division winner.
Yeah.
You just play on the road for fucking 5 or 7 games.
Right.
I have to go.
Where's your dog?
At home.
What do you mean? I saw you walking him.
Oh, Dana took him.
Oh.
Took her.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Why do you have to go, Sam?
Because I have a phoner I have to do in 20 minutes.
Yeah, so that's perfect. We'll be out of here in 13.
No, but I have to get home and get all my stuff ready that I got to talk about.
What?
Yeah.
Sam, your excuses get weaker and weaker.
Your excuses get weaker and weaker.
Your face is an excuse, sorry.
Oh!
All right, what do you have to get ready? Or just admit that you're lying, you want to leave.
I'm not lying.
What do you have to get ready?
I have to go get ready.
What do you have to get ready with? Like, what does that entail?
Calls and stuff.
No, I mean, what do you have to get ready for your call?
I have all my shit printed out at home, and I gotta call the people.
You gotta call them?
Yeah. Ari really gives you a hard time.
Yeah, he does. Thank you, Fight Nanny. You're back in my good graces. Gonna, Ari thinks he's the dad here.
Are you trying to go to Boston Market again before?
That's really what it is.
Ari, when you're gone next week, I regulate his phone use? Is that the new responsibility?
I think from now on, Sam is just going to put his phone away the entire time.
So when you're
and
gone,
if he
I
doesn't,
need to take it away.
If he doesn't, before the episode starts, he's going to go, hey, guys, at about 1:45, I got to text this guy to make sure he calls in. Otherwise, I'm going to be off my phone.
Okay.
There's no reason. Did you guys see those Hakeem Olajuwon highlights of him throwing the ball out of bounds, deep into like the sides of the stands? It was a top 10 Hakeem Olajuwon moments, and these blocks were like, fuck, coming up behind people.
Okay.
And just throwing the ball like 6-7 rows up on the side.
People forget what a dominant center he was.
Dominant. I mean, he's one of the greatest of all time.
All around game.
Maybe the best center of all time. Who else is it? Shaq? Kareem?
Kareem. It's going to be Kareem.
Wilt.
It's got to be Kareem.
Russell.
But, I mean, they're all great. Did Sam fart right before he left?
I think so. Entirely possible.
Did you? Sam!
No, he threw his chicken away. So, I think No.
That's a fart.
He would do that to get back at you.
Open the door.
Or it's his goddamn Thanksgiving dinner.
It's his pores.
That was what was so funny. I walk in, he's just sitting right there. It is just this gigantic bird, all kinds of fucking sides, cornbread. Just if he had a shovel,
yeah,
he would have fucking just
piled
bam,
it.
Bam, 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 bam.
Does he have anything on Steve Ranzizi?
He needed a child shovel. What do you mean? Does he have anything on Steve?
Oh, because Ranzizi loves.
He eats.
Ranzizi will eat like chicken 10 parm. Chicken parms.
Chicken parms. He'll eat back to back chicken parms. He'll light one chicken parm off the end of another.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what he does.
He'll combine bites. Like for the last bite of one, he'll like push it out. Nope.
Yeah, he pushes chicken parm into his mouth with chicken parm.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Almost like how you're pushing wood into a wood chipper with another piece of wood.
By the way, tonight on This Is Not Happening, myself, I'm telling a story about China. Ron White's going to be on.
Oh, I was talking to him last night.
Really?
Yep.
He gets loaded. I love it.
He was really loaded last night.
He stumbles out. He's great. He's still the same guy he always was.
Nice, great guy.
Nice guy. Yeah, he does guest spots in the belly room, too. He's like, yeah, put me on.
And China. Tommy Davidson was there last night.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
He was one that, like, all those, like, Klinger honors were fucking surrounding him, just giving him ear beatings.
Really?
You know the ones.
Yeah.
You know the ones.
Sure.
They were all there, and you're just like, this poor guy.
Oh, Tommy Davidson?
Yeah.
Ron White, yeah.
Not Tommy Davidson.
It's like, guys.
Ron White was just chilling.
Let him be. But everyone wants to be like, sure, I won't mention the fame, so I'll just be around him saying, I know he's into this sport, so I'll just talk about that. It's like, don't even go up to him.
Yes.
Just if he happens to sit down near you, then fucking talk.
Dude, Schubert said it best a long time ago, one of the Very and first naughty show people
around
podcast.
Too, even if you're like alone, or let's say on a plane or something where no one's around, or just you know somehow alone, at that point maybe talk about like a mutual interest, but not when everyone's around. You can't because he's
that's
being
why,
bothered by everyone.
Dude, I was what standing in the say? Back. Oh, Schubert said that you should treat famous people like they're not famous and treat not famous people like they are famous.
Yeah. You and know. Then people are like, I am treating him like he's not famous. I'm talking about nothing. Like, no, that means no, don't even talk to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Look
right.
at all these other people yep. here that you don't know. You're not bothering any of them.
Every single person that you could be standing by right now, you just choose to be standing next to fucking Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
And be like, dude, yeah, my buddy's from Chicago.
Dude, not, you see a crowd form around
don't
them when they're up there.
Small talk.
You see a crowd form around them. Or when not Jason Mraz. Who's the fucking guy who's friends with Jeff Ross?
Oh, the guy that banged Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yeah.
John Mayer,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like they'll be in the corner, they'll be in the side, and then all of a sudden the crowd just starts to shift.
And he's taller,
way.
Dude. He's taller than me. He's hard to miss.
But it's like the fame tilts the floor.
Yes, it does. Oh. Yeah, almost like a fucking billiards table, and all of them go to one fucking...
And it's like, if you like this guy, don't make him shut down.
Exactly
Let him
right.
continue his conversation. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to like stop you from thinking for 10 minutes while I compliment you 10 times about this thing I barely know about you.
Yeah, and it's hard, dude. That's why he's like, I was standing in the back. This is maybe over the weekend, maybe Saturday.
What are they doing the time of day? Yeah.
Whenever what? I had my spot. Saturday. And I'm standing back by the stairs. I go to the belly room, and I'm just standing there, and Rogan's there. Me and Rogan are just talking. I don't even remember what we were talking about, but I'm actually friends with Rogan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like I'm, like, being a fan. Like, Rogan and I never talk MMA unless a fight just happened or is it just about to happen.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, but we're just talking about comedy or whatever the fuck. And three or four people just stand there, and they just kind of side, and they're just staring at him. And in the middle of me and Joe talking, he just goes, hang on. Are you guys going to come take a picture, or are you just going to stand there
creepily
looking?
Because he waits
them
waiting for it. Yeah, he could feel them waiting.
You're just creepily staring at me, like, come take a picture or say hi, or just, but you're just standing there staring, like, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, and then
and
it's
then
like,
they're like, well, I want to talk to you, but I want to interrupt. So
and that
like,
opens
know,
up
so
the
then
floodgate.
Don't interrupt. Don't wait for me to finish.
Just want to say I saw you 2.5 years ago at the
if I get a picture,
back in Millhouse Arena over there and Tecumseh, Washington. And I saw you.
A lot of times
they,
I don't want to be that guy. And it's like, well, cool. You are. If they're talking Thanks. To their friend and you're saying, can I take a picture? You're just saying, I need something from you right now. It's yep. like, just don't. If you see on the
get,
screen, you're walking next to them, maybe then. But not when they're like in the middle of anything.
You know, if you're a huge fan of Joe or a huge fan of any of these people and you see him and I get
about,
that. But
oh,
it's like,
there he is.
That's why there's that
that's
back
it.
Bar.
Hey, there he is. Look at him. Cool.
Even this.
I saw him.
Even this. Joe, big fan, man. Don't want to bug you. Just saying, big fan, man. Glad, you know, loved your set tonight.
Don't bother.
From a but I'm just saying, that's better than standing there creepily and then try to, like, you think you're going to become best friends with these people all of a sudden?
This guy, the guy who I lost the bet to with a nipple ring, he was there.
Oh, yeah.
And at some point, he was bomb drunk. And he was like, hey, what's, can I talk to you for a second? And he was waiting. And I was like, yes. Okay, now, go ahead. What? He goes, what's the best way to approach Joe Rogan? And I'm like, one, that's not him. And two, it's just don't. Probably the best way is don't.
Absolutely.
He goes, no, well, I sent him some like artwork or something. I just want to make sure he got it.
You should have told him, like, if you approach him, like, fists up or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the way to do it. Exactly. Just yell, scream, while flailing.
If I was you, bro, I'd run at him really fast and then slap him really hard.
But it's like, dude, he got it.
He loves that shit.
If you left a fucking return address, he would have written you back. I don't know, man. Yeah. Or he never got it. What are you going to do? You just want to talk to him. That's really what you want. The best one I ever saw, we were playing pool. Me and Rogan and some guy.
Who's awesome at pool, by the way.
Oh, he's really good.
You're like,
at the
forget
table,
about
he
it.
He gets to give me the seven straight and the eight wild. But some guy at a table next to us goes to the bathroom, comes back and passes us. And then he goes, hey, what'd you think of that big fight? And he goes, which one? And he goes, oh, I don't know. And it was like, you're just looking to talk. You don't even care what you're talking about. And listen, everybody, that's a normal thing that happens when a famous person is around.
Sure.
If I see like a Tom Cruise type, I saw John Hamm, I wanted to do it too.
Absolutely.
You got to fight the urge.
Yep.
You got to fight the urge.
Unless they actually are cool and say something to you.
Yeah, sure.
Like when Nate Diaz came up to me and then we became best friends. Like,
sure.
He pretty much initiated, because we were just standing there, and he's like, what's up, dog? And
yeah,
I'm like,
he
hey, you want
to
be best
you.
Friends?
He asked you for a photo.
I mean, not really.
How would you treat a complete stranger?
I would be like,
that's the way to do it.
That's what
probably most likely not say a word.
People should just start doing more of that. Like, go up to a complete stranger, and be like, "Hey, you mind if I get a picture with you?"
I would lose
That'd
my mind.
Good.
Start doing that. That would
be
so rad. Just in a pin, people would be like, "What? Yeah, who do you think I am?"
Me and Taylor, we were doing a hidden camera sketch pitch, and one of them was like paparazzi on regular people, just surrounding them like eight people. Who are we having lunch with? Who are we having lunch with? Who was that there? Are you guys in a relationship?
Uh huh.
Yeah, and just bothering them and see how they react to it.
Yep. And just be like, hey, well, who do you think I am? I don't know. Who are you? Mark Davis. I work here at Walmart. Cool, Mark Davis. I'd love to take a picture with you.
Can I get a picture?
I'm a big fan of yours now, Mark Davis from Walmart, and then selfie it, and then just walk away. Just sorry for bugging you, man. Just really love what you do.
Yeah. What's your Twitter? And what's your Instagram?
People would
spell that for me.
Yeah. People would remember that shit. Like, dude, two people came up and were just trying to take my picture. Like,
are you guys in the industry because you want to be noticed, though?
No.
No?
I just want to make people laugh.
I like making and writing jokes. And
so you don't like fans?
I like fans. I love fans. I love when they come up and talk to me and we hang out. I'm just saying, when you're super famous
In the right environment.
And that's all that there is.
When I'm at the comedy store hanging out with my friends,
can't even have
for
a conversation.
Short amount of time. The last thing I want to do is stop, walk away, take some pictures of the people, then come back and try to pick up where I left off, which is not going to happen. It's almost like as if you're in your home with your high school friends,
and you
like,
talk.
They knock and say, "I need you for 2 minutes."
And they talk about the exact same thing repeatedly.
So on the road is better then.
Sometimes on the road, it's like, "Hey, there's a thing later." I don't know. It's like, "Yeah, I'll talk at a bar, just casually."
Yeah.
It's casually.
Yeah.
Like real punching fans that I meet. I love that.
Yeah. Well, there's too many people and it'll never work.
Because I get the comedy store because you guys know everyone there. So I get that. It's just you guys with your friends.
Me and Yusuf and Bobby Lee were talking and some guy was just like on top of us. And they kept asking questions about what Bobby Lee was referencing. And it's like, dude, you're not part of the conversation. We all know who he's talking about.
Yep.
You're making us stop to explain, oh, really? And who was that guy? Like, we're not. This isn't a TED Talk for you, dude.
And it's like if you're trying to talk to Joe and like me and him are talking and he's like, you know, how many times a week are you getting up right now? And we're talking about comedy. And I'm like, hey, cool, man. I'm getting some like good fucking work advice from one of the greatest comics working in America right now. And every 30 seconds people come up like, hey, man, I saw you over.
Definitely, we're never
going to have this conversation.
Definitely. If you're going to talk to him, don't ask him a question about something you saw him do, like creative. Don't be like, you know, on that podcast was great, or this was like, what did you think of when you met this guy? None of that. Yeah. Nothing of that. No interviews. Don't be.
Or even like a heartfelt moment, too, when people are like, dude, I listened to episode 267, and my brother died in a parachute accident, and it like really helped me get there. And I'm like, dude, he's going on stage in 1 minute, and you're trying to jam your fucking really sad story. And it's like, this isn't going to happen.
Yeah, on the road is a lot easier, for sure. And also, if they're drunk or they're trying to get too much, like, oh, you're just like, even when Pete's drunk, I walk away from Pete, you know?
Too drunk a person.
So if you're on the road as a fan, as a drunk, it's like, oh, you're probably already intolerable to your friends.
Right.
Yeah. I don't even like being around myself when I'm drunk, let alone somebody that wants to, you know, get. This girl the other day asked me to take a picture with me.
If you get drunk with a person, it's okay.
You got to be in it together.
Yeah. When Red Band comes in all fucking two-fisting, and you're like, oh, man,
Red
I can't
Band
talk
and
to you right
Pete
now.
Red Band and Pete are like the two worst.
They get down.
Yeah, they get down, man. When they show
up there at 12:45, you're not catching them in a great state.
And Pete's always double-fisting.
Always.
And hey, Ryan Hill, shout out to Ryan Hill, put a $1 bet on the Cubs to win the World Series on BetDSI.com.
How much did he
win? Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. Pays $152.
$152.
Mm-hmm. Made this last year.
152 to one.
Or if you made it last year or this year or whatever. But thanks for using Punch Junks.
How much is a bet for the Yankees to win the 2025 World Series? What would that be?
It's interesting. They probably keep that
probably not as good odds as if you get it that year. Probably be better if they were bad.
Yeah, probably.
It's a weird bet where it's just a random, like, I think the Bucks will be good in 2057.
That probably, I mean, any bet on the Cleveland Browns probably pays great.
Yeah. All right, well.
I love it. Ari, we're going to miss you.
Yeah, buddy.
Next week on Skype and jerking off and showing us your cock and balls. We'll be back to your balls next week.
I would have been finishing up right about now.
Not that I didn't see your dick right now, but we'll miss you. Have fun in New York.
Thank you. I would have learned how to tune out, like zone out, where I was like on weed, so I was like, I'm in another place. So I'm looking at his eyes, but I'm not even thinking. I'm just lost.
Everybody watch This Is Not Happening tonight at 12 or 12:30?
12:30 tonight on Comedy Central. 11:30 Central or Mountain, one of those times. Central.
Yep. End of the month, I'll be at the Melrose Improv. Good chance I'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma this Saturday with Al Magical. I will know more about that later, so I'll tweet about it. And I'll be at the Comedy Store Wednesday doing Sam Tripoli's show. Bet DSI. Caveman Coffee. Amazon link on punchdrunksports.com. And consider it sucked.